no matter where you're at, you can always find Quicks Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quicks Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lone Mart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Lindskog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening, and go Quicks!
If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night at Lone Mart Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey, Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Mart Field?
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes for more than 25 years. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online at bestwestern.com/heritage inn, Rancho Cucamonga.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tabs Burgers with six locations.
The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya. A fly ball to left center field. This is the ultimate Saturday night finish. Grand slam walk off Diego Cartaya. Welcome to Southern California, big fella.
3-2 inland.
The 0-1 into Luca. There she goes. That's the second walk-off this week. Over the trees and gone. Johnny DeLuca, come on home.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Celebrating our partnership with the 7-time World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are live on the Quakes Radio Network. Leading off is the Quakes pregame show with a look ahead at today's game. Now, here's the voice of the Quakes, Mike Lindskog.
After taking three of the first five in this six-game set, a series win is the goal. As today, with a win, the Quakes will win their third series of 2022. But obviously, if they fall, then they will finish this series with a split in the six-game set and, of course, remain two games back in the South Division standings. Today, final meeting of the six-game set as your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes finish up their road trip with the final game of the six-game set here in Lake Elsinore against the Storm. We bid you good afternoon and a very happy Mother's Day to you, everybody. Hope you took the time today to call Mom. No texting Mom. You be sure and call Mom, or better yet, stop by and see her. Hopefully you've had plans with Mom all day and are thinking about her throughout the day. Happy Mother's Day to all those moms out there and grandmas and so on and so forth. Today it's the final day of the six-game series as we continue the the Padre-Dodger rivalry here at the low A level. As it's like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, Brangelina, the Padre-Dodger Padre rivalry. It's the Podger rivalry. I mean, clearly that was a forgiven. That was a given, no doubt. The Quakes and the Lake Elsinore Storm today, final game of this six-game series, the Podger series, if you will. For the Quakes, it'll be right-hander Ben Kasparius, 0-1 with a 3.75 ERA as he'll make his sixth appearance of the season. It's his fourth as a member of the starting rotation. His mound opponent will be Jesus Gonzalez, the left-hander, no record, and a 1.50 ERA. Well, a couple nights ago, the Quakes just got some phenomenal pitching and had just enough offense for a 4-0 win. But last night, it was all Lake Elsinore as they turned the tables to score their second win in five tries head-to-head in this series as Lake Elsinore won it going away, a final score of 7-1. With that victory, the Storm stopped the little Rancho escapade here as far as their march to first place. The Storm enter today's action now a one-game lead over Rancho Cucamonga with a 17-9 mark. The Quakes, thanks to last night's loss, now have to settle for 4 out of 6 potentially, and if they are successful in doing so, they will, of course, move back into a first-place tie, which this series has been a lot of fun here. We saw 3 straight come-from-behind victories over the course of the first 3 games of this series, and then, of course, that very well-pitched game for the Quakes on Friday night, a 1-hit, 9-inning shutout here as 3 Quakes pitchers combine for the 1-hit shutout. Today it'll be Ben Kasparius' turn. He was dominant over 4 scoreless, hitless innings this past Tuesday against Lake Elsinore, so hopefully he can continue to do well against the Storm, coming off those 4 hitless, scoreless innings in Game 1, a no decision for Kasparius. And again, his mound opponent, Jesus Gonzalez, he's been very strong so far this year. No record, but an ERA of just 1.50. His last outing, he allowed only 1 run on 3 hits in 5 innings. A no decision right here at the Diamond against the Inland Empire 66ers on May the 1st. The Quakes and the Lake Elsinore Storm. When we continue, we'll have a full look at last night's California League scoreboard, today's Cal League standings, Dodgers in Chicago, get you the very latest there from the Sunday finale at Wrigley Field. And, of course, we've got starting lineups, and we'll try not to confuse the Podger rivalry here. Oops, Dodger-Padre rivalry here at the low A level. That was kind of fun. Mike Linscock inviting you to stay tuned. Pregame show continues next on the Quakes Radio Network.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit AllStarKia.net for more info.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes and the Lake Elsinore Storm today, final game of the 6-game series. We will take tomorrow off and then be back at it on Tuesday morning, live from Lone Mark Field, as the Quakes open up a 6-game series against the Stockton Ports. 11 a.m. with the start time on Education Day. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com. Well, last night in the California League, in addition to Lake Elsinore's 7-1 victory over our Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, it was Visalia snapping a 6-game losing streak as they knocked off Inland Empire for the first time in that series. Visalia with a 4-1 victory over the 66ers. San Jose shuts out Stockton 9-0, and Fresno blows up Modesto by a final score of 16-3. Coming into Sunday action now, it's the Storm, a 17-9 record. They have a 1-game lead over 16-10 Rancho Cucamonga. 4 up on 13-13 Inland Empire. Visalia 10 back at 7-19. Up north, Fresno, San Jose, both clubs 15-11. A 2-game lead over Modesto. Stockton 7 back at 8-18. The Los Angeles Dodgers sweeping the doubleheader against the Chicago Cubs yesterday. Today, they'll run right-hander Walker Buehler out there to the mound at Wrigley Field. Game time is coming up in just a few minutes, as it's Sunday evening baseball live from Wrigley Field. Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. It'll be left-hander Justin Steele going to the mound for the Chicago Cubs as the Dodgers look for their third straight win at Wrigley Field over the Cubs, putting the ball in the hand of former Quake Walker Buehler. First pitch coming up in just about 10 minutes from Wrigley Field. When we come back, we'll have a look at today's starting lineups. That's ahead on the Quakes Radio Network.
What makes beer taste good? The simple answer is the ingredients. And Budweiser is the king of sourcing the finest.
Brewed with the best barley malt, A blend of premium hop varieties, fresh rice, and filtered water, resulting in a medium-bodied, flavorful, refreshing American-style lager. Grab a Bud at your nearest store or through your favorite delivery app.
And experience the iconic taste of Budweiser.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with six locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and two in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE. You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Quakes in the Lake Elsinore Storm today, final game of the six-game series. Starting lineups for tonight's action on this Mother's Day Sunday. First for the visiting 16-10 Rancho Cucamonga Quakes manager John Shoemaker's ball club. Looks like this, 1-9. Yainer Fernandez will lead it off. He's the catcher today. Alex DeJesus, the shortstop, will hit second. Diego Cartaya is the designated hitter this afternoon. He'll bat third. Damon Keith, the left fielder, in the cleanup spot. Junior Garcia, the right fielder, to bat fifth. Jake Vogel, the center fielder, batting sixth. Luis Diaz, the third baseman, hitting seventh. Julio Carrion, the first baseman, batting eighth. And rounding out the order at second base is Kenneth Betancourt. He's in the ninth spot. Ben Kasparius on the mound, the former UConn Husky, 0-1 with a 3.75 ERA, making his sixth appearance in his fourth start, his second against the Lake Elsinore Storm. For the home manager, Eric Young, and his Lake Elsinore Storm, 17-9 coming into today's action. Best record in the California League overall. Max Ferguson leads it off. He's the shortstop. Lucas Dunn, the left fielder, will hit second. Cole Cummings, the designated hitter, will bat third. Marcos Castagnon is the third baseman. He's in the cleanup spot. Justin Farmer, the center fielder, will bat fifth. Albert Fabian, the first baseman, will bat sixth. Hitting seventh in right field is Pierce Jones. Batting eighth at catcher, Jared Alvarez-Lopez. And rounding out the order at second base, Charlie Aquino. He's in the ninth spot. On the mound for the Storm, left-hander Jesus Gonzalez. No record and a 1.50 ERA, making his fifth appearance. All starts, but his first against the Quakes here in 2022. Rancho and Lake Elsinore, the final game of this six-game set as Rancho looks for a series win with a victory. First pitch coming up next on the Quakes Radio Network. 1-2 on the way. Hammered left field. Out of here. Alex DeJesus crushes one to left, and it's 3-0 Rancho right out of the gate.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to the Quakes pregame show. Stay tuned as the play-by-play for today's game is up next.
Cagle's Appliance Center has been serving the Inland Empire for 69 years, and we've been Quakes fans since day one in 1993. Independently and family-owned, we're an essential business, and we are here for you and your family. Cagle's Appliance is where customers send their friends with friendly and knowledgeable sales staff. We service what we sell, providing replacement parts and service. Visit our showroom at 114 South Campus in Ontario and check out our competitive prices, or visit our website at kagles.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Coming home to Yainer. Fly ball into right center field. Hello, repeat. Yainer Fernandez with his second walk-off hit of the homestand. The Quakes, with two in the ninth, win this one 7-6.
Train leaving on 10-5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Celebrating our partnership with the 7-time World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are live on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kago's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Core, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. Now for the call of today's game, here's the voice of the Quakes, Mike Linscott.
Final game of the six-game series, as with a victory here today, Rancho Cucamonga would win their third series of the season. They've won a series at home over Inland. They've won a series at home over Visalia. Today, with a win, they'll have a road series win against the lone other division rival, the Lake Elsinore Storm. Pretty good start to the year for your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We bid you good afternoon. Once again, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Mike Linscott with you from the Diamond in Lake Elsinore, California. You are listening to the radio home of your Quakes, the iHeart Radio Network. You can find us on the TuneIn Radio app. Find us on Minor League Baseball's First Pitch app, as well as our website, rcquakes.com. Yainer Fernandez is in the box, ready to go, as Jesus Gonzalez delivers from the stretch, and we are officially underway right on time as Yainer takes it low and in for 1-0. 4:05 with today's first pitch, as we are literally right on time. That's a change of pace. Yainer takes inside. It is 2 balls and no strikes. 4:05 with the game's first pitch. It is 69 degrees at game time. It reached a high of 71. It's very cloudy here in Lake Elsinore. No threat of rain per se, but it's awfully windy and frankly pretty cool. Pitch on the way is lifted down the right field line. This one's going to be a difficult play. Jones has to play it off the fence. Yainer aggressively on his way to second base as he beats the throw in with a head first slide. And just like that, the Quakes have something cooking. It took them until the seventh inning before they crossed home plate yesterday, but right out of the gate early as Fernandez drives one the other way off the base of the wall in right field. And right out of the gate, a double. Alex DeJesus will be the hitter. 13 miles an hour on the wind, but I got to tell you, it is much colder than the temperature and the wind would indicate. Man, that breeze has been howling all morning long here down in Lake Elsinore. Pitch on the way to Alex DeJesus. Fly ball slice down the right field line. This one is going to drop in as a fair ball. Wow. Down to third base goes Yainer Fernandez. A half-hearted effort for Jones there as he got there and literally watched it drop and nearly hit him on the toe. A lackluster effort there. No slide, no dive. Barely any hustle at all. I believe he thought it was going to be foul up until the part where it was about 3 inches to the left of the stripe. It'll be a long single for DeJesus. Fernandez advances just one base, and the Quakes continue to roll. Back-to-back hits to open the inning. Next offering on the way to Diego Cartaya is inside, and it's 1-0. Cartaya with some ducks out there on the proverbial pond. He's had a terrific series here in Lake Elsinore, a couple of home runs, raising that season-long total to 6 now, and 18 runs batted in as he takes inside again, and it's 2-0. Diego's batting average stands at .263. Yesterday, in a 7-1 loss, Cartaya, a quiet day, but productive nonetheless, a single and a walk. That's not nearly as loud as the home runs, and Gonzalez just picked off Alex DeJesus, who is caught in no man's land, one away. That is an awful base running mistake early in this one. John Shoemaker is the one coaching at first base, hands on his hips. Not terribly pleased right out of the gate. So there's a cheap out. The 2-0 on the way to Cartaya. Fouled back, and it's 2-1. There becomes more pressure now on Diego in this at-bat as he's got to put the ball in play here in order to take advantage. The infield is back early in the game here. They'll trade the run for the out, even if Diego puts it on the ground. Yainer's going to come home and score. There's a fastball swung on and missed, and it's 2-2. What here just literally a moment ago looked like a terrific start. All of a sudden, the balloon straight up deflated as DeJesus just standing in no man's land, getting picked off. The 2-2 to Cartaya nearly hits him. A breaking ball badly inside as Diego stood his ground. He'll take that breaking ball off the arm if he has to. He's not afraid. Full count at 3-2. Damon Keith waiting in the on-deck circle. 3-2 on the way to Cartaya, grounded foul, third base side. Daniel Nava, who was the acting manager for a few days down here in Elsinore, while manager John Shoemaker addressed to some family issues out of town for, well, three full days, in fact. Daniel Nava is coaching third, while Shu is down there at first watching DeJesus get picked off a moment ago. The 3-2 inside, again, nearly hit him with the breaking ball as Gonzalez not going to show Cartaya a fastball on 3-2 there. So a walk. And although there's one out, Gonzalez has yet to retire a batter. He retired a base runner, if you will, picking off DeJesus a moment ago, 1-3. And now Damon Keith's job to stay out of the double play. Wind right now howling out to left. There is a fly ball hammered to straightaway center field. Farmer going back. This one's going to hit off the fence. Cartaya will make it as far as third base as Keith slides into second with an RBI double. Yainer Fernandez scores, and it's 1-0. That thing was stung. Damon Keith sitting all over it just destroyed that ball to straightaway center field. It jumps off the bat. Nice and loud for Damon, 13th RBI of the year. Cartaya down to third. And I repeat, Gonzalez, with his 1.50 ERA, has not retired a batter yet. Second and third, just one out for Junior Garcia as the infield is still back. Pitch on the way, fouled back here to the screen. Got to get around on it and put it in play. Cartaya, not terribly fleet of foot here. But if the contact play is on, it certainly appears as if Lake Elsinore is going to concede. Second and third, one out, 1-0. Rancho in front. Pitch on the way, outside it misses. One ball, one strike. Brandon Tipton calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. Out there on the bases is Shin Koishizawa, your two-man California League Blue Crew. A run on three hits thus far in the inning. Cartaya, who walked, is at third. Damon Keith, a double and an RBI a moment ago, is at second. The 1-1 to Garcia, breaking ball for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Garcia's average stands at just 181 with a home run and 13 RBIs. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, slowly tapped to third. This is going to bring the run home and then some as Garcia going to leg it out. Overrunning it is Castagnon at third base, but he had no shot of throwing out Junior Garcia, and it's 2-0. Hustling down the line, Garcia earns his 14th RBI of the season, infield single. And the Quakes take advantage of the walk. Cartaya scores for a 2-0 lead. Damon Keith takes third. Garcia now at first. Runners at the corners, still just one away for Jake Vogel. Pitch on the way. Vogel takes it a little high and tight, not by much. 1-0. Well, an interesting start to this one. No Quakes hitter has been retired yet. Five in a row have reached safely. Here's a ground ball hit to short. Should be two. Second for one. Easy return throw to first base in time. Vogel's not going to hit into too many double plays, but he does so right there. And it costs the Quakes a run. As Vogel grounds into the inning ending, 6-4-3, pitcher's best friend, Rancho will have to be content with a pair of runs in the early lead. 2-0 at the end of a half an inning. Ben Kasperi is on the bump when we come back. Storm coming to the plate on the Quakes Radio Network.
Family owned and operated and voted number one, Family RV is your local dealer. Located in Ontario near the 10 and 15 freeway, Family RV has a huge indoor showroom with awesome inventory. We carry a large selection of Crossroads, Cruiser, Forest River, and Heartland RV products. Can't make it to the showroom? Check out our virtual showroom by visiting FamilyRVUSA.com. And be sure and join us on select Fridays at Lone Mar Field this year for Family RV Family Feast Night with the Quakes.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only two-thirds of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials? And that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Off to a fast start, the Quakes tonight posting more runs in the first inning than they tallied in all nine innings combined last night in their 7-1 loss to the Storm. 2-0, they lead it. Ben Kasparius into the wind, delivers, misses outside to left-handed hitting Max Ferguson, and it's 1-0. Ferguson, Lucas Dunn, and Cole Cummings here in inning number one for the Storm. Pitch on the way, misses outside again, and it's 2-0. There's a lot of pink on the field today to celebrate moms all around the world. As there's pink batting gloves everywhere, Kasparius has taken it to the next level, however, with pink cleats. Pretty awesome. I would hope that his folks are listening out in Connecticut, and certainly she's got to know that that nod is aimed at her. Very cool stuff. Pitch on the way. The 3-0 now to Max Ferguson is a called strike, 3-1. Ferguson batting .235, no home runs, 13 RBIs. That's not what's going to scare you, though. When he reaches base, he's always a threat to go. He leads the league in stolen bases with 23, and he has been a pest on the bases here in this series as well. Pitch is fouled out of play, 3-2. Kasparius into the wind. Right-handers 3-2 on the way. Hit foul back here to the screen. We're going to try it again. Still full of 3-2. Lucas Dunn and then Cole Cummings here in the Storm first. The 3-2 offering on the way. Very high and inside for ball four. Kasparius dominated here in his Tuesday night start against the Lake Elsinore Storm, as he gets the opener and the finale. Rancho, in that game, of course, they had to come from behind late. It was Benoni Robles who got touched for a handful of runs midway through that. Kasparius was so very good, though. He had a 1-2-3 first, and after then walking the first two hitters that he faced in the second, all he did was retire the last nine men he faced, facing two over the minimum in four no-hit scoreless innings. Pitch on the way. The 1-0 to Lucas Dunn is outside, and it's 2-0. So Kasparius scuffling a little bit with his command already. Ferguson hasn't bothered to run on either of the first two pitches. That may be changing. There he goes. Pitch on the way is on the inside part of the plate for a called strike. Diego's throw down to second base, or rather Yainer's throw down to second base, is not in time. So Kasparius had to have known that was coming. Ferguson walks. Ferguson steals second, his 24th stolen base of the year. Pitch on the way, hit foul. This time right side and out of play. Now it's 2-2. 24 stolen bases to lead the California League. Luis Diaz is the top base stealer for Rancho, but it's been a while for him. He's got just nine. Closest to Ferguson is Jordan Lawler of Visalia, who's got 15. He's in second place in the bags swiped category. Pitch to Dunn. Again, is hit foul right side and out of play. 2-2. Gasparius working from the stretch. He's got that right arm dangling. It's not quite Craig Kimbrell style in the Dodger bullpen, but it definitely has a little bit of twitchiness and awkwardness to it. Pitch on the way, the 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him. A little cut fastball there, running away from Lucas Dunn for strike three as Kasparius picks up a big punch out. So one away. Cole Cummings will be the hitter. Keep our eye on Ferguson here. It certainly would not be unprecedented for him to try to attempt a steal of third base. Cole Cummings swatted his first home run of the year last night. Straightaway center field. A three-run shot very early in that one. As the Storm took a 5-0 lead after three innings. Cummings with his first home run of the year now has 6 runs batted in on the season. Pitch on the way, misses inside 1-0, and Kasparius has not been good at throwing first pitch strikes so far here today. There goes Ferguson. The pitch is outside. Diaz didn't bother to cover as Yainer stepped up and was ready to throw him out, but Diaz nowhere in the neighborhood. So Ferguson, 2 stolen bases here in the same inning. Give him 25. And the Quakes, frankly, seem unconcerned about his base-stealing abilities. Pitch on the way. Kasparius misses in the dirt. It is 3-0. So Ben, shaky with his command here in the early stages. Hopefully he can get that dialed in. 2 walks in 4 hitless innings on Tuesday. About to walk his second man of the inning here. The pitch down Broadway for a strike. And it's 3-1. One out, runner at third, tying run at the plate, 2-0 Rancho. The pitch lifted down the left field line. This one, however, is slicing towards the Rancho or the Elsinore bullpen. It's going to be caught by Damon Keith. He will fire home. And recording the out is Damon Keith, but the run will score. Max Ferguson, boy, the wind right now blowing, and that one kept it in the field of play. It was headed for the Lake Elsinore bullpen, but Keith was able to make a fine running catch and then fired home, but no shot to get Max Ferguson. So it's 2-1, and Kasparius touched for a run without the aid of a hit. Give Cole Cummings a sacrifice fly as he fouls out to the left fielder Keith, driving in his 7th run of the year. They have lost the video board and I assume the PA feed as well here in Elsinore. Very odd. There was no announcement for the new batter. The scoreboard is out there in right field. I don't know what the PA announcer's microphone and the scoreboard would have in common. Here's a fly ball sliced into left center field. Damon Keith moving over, can't get there. Vogel couldn't get there either. It's a base hit. First hit of the inning for the Lake Elsinore offense as Marcos Castagnon singles. And here comes Dern Olinger out to try to just get Kasparius settled in. Well, trouble brewing here as Kasparius' pitch count starting to become an issue. He is currently sitting at 21 pitches, and therefore the Quakes will get a man up. Number 18, Yamil Castillo, who earned the save here earlier in the week down in Lake Elsinore. Castillo is up very early in this one in case Kasparius should continue to struggle and throw a lot of pitches. 2-1 as the Storm have chipped in for a run. Sounds like the PA announcer is either back or his microphone's working again. Still no scoreboard or video board, I should say. The line score works. The video board just went to heck, though. Kasparius ready to go. Facing Justin Farmer, who had an inside-the-park home run in yesterday's game. 0-1 as he looks at a breaking ball for a called strike. Next offering on the way, popped up, right side, down the line. Long run for Junior Garcia. He's not going to get there as it'll fall foul in the Rancho bullpen. 0-2 on Justin Farmer. Kasparius goes from the belt. The former UConn Huskies 0-2, misses up high. Hits the ball in two strikes. Kasparius wears number 50 on the back of his blue Dodgerized Rancho alternate jersey. Very apropos that they'd wear them on a Sunday. They wear them on Sundays at home, so wear them on Sundays on the road too. Pitch on the way, the 1-2 in the dirt. Yander going to snap a throw down to first base, chasing the runner back. Not in time, however, as Castagnon jumps back down there and slides in safely. 2-1 is our score. Kasparius desperate to get out of this inning before he reaches his one-inning pitch count. Runner on the move. Breaking ball for a ball, I guess. Or is it a strike? I'm confused. The home plate umpire has yet to officially rule. I guess it was strike three. That was not a very solid call, though. Brandon Tipton punched out the batter, but without much authority. Everybody was left to wonder, is this a strikeout or is the throw down to second base necessary? Yainer completed the deal, but it is a strikeout of Justin Farmer. He is down looking. Not a very deliberate call there by Brandon Tipton, as you got to do a little better for us up here on Official Scorers Row. The Storm get a run back, and it's the Quakes with a 2-1 lead at the end of an inning on the Quakes Radio Network.
Drinking and driving? What's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had a drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
Ah, I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
Lisa Donato is the leading force behind the Lisa Donato Group. As an established real estate agent in the Inland Empire and surrounding cities of Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Upland, Eastville, and Ontario for over 10 years, the go-to team in real estate, the Lisa Donato Group has commitment and dedication for upholding their clients' best interests and creating win-win situations. Take a peek at some of the real estate they're selling by visiting lisadonatogroup.com. The Lisa Donato Group, serving you with any and all of your real estate needs.
Tired of computer problems in your business? Millennium Systems is proud to partner with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For over two decades, Millennium Systems has offered affordable and certified network configuration and support to businesses in Southern California. Call Millennium Systems at 909-931-3171. That's 909-931-3171 for a free evaluation or visit our website at mil-sys.com. We'll help keep your business running smoothly so that your data, your network, and your way of business is never threatened.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
First pitch swinging, Luis Diaz just line drive to the third baseman Castagnon, reaching high in the air to make the catch. Diaz sizzled it but is retired. There's quickly one away. So one pitch, one out. Diaz lines out sharply. Pitch on the way to Julio Carrion. Is outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Carrion, he's seen his average tumble quite a bit here in the last week or so, down to 236 coming into tonight's game with a home run and nine runs batted in. Pitch on the way is a strike, and it's 1-1. Next offering on the way from Gonzalez. Grounded foul, third base side. On down the line she goes. It is 1-2. A home run and nine RBIs for Julio Carrion. His home run came a couple of weeks ago at Lone Mart Field. Pitch on the way is inside. 2-2. Defensively for the Lake Elsinore Storm, the left-hander Jesus Gonzalez working with the catcher Jared Alvarez Lopez. 2-2 on the way. Did he go? Fouled at the plate, actually. Check swing, and that one got him on the handle of the bat, and it fell to the ground. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 offering is outside. Full count of 3-2. Infield around the horn for the Storm. Marcos Castagnon. The shortstop, Max Ferguson. The second baseman is Charlie Aquino. And Albert Fabian at first base. The pitch popped up high in the air on the right side. This is the first baseman able to make the catch now in fair territory as Albert Fabian crosses back over from foul to fair to make the catch. And Carrion is out number two. Two away for Kenneth Betancourt. The outfield from left to right for Lake Elsinore. Lucas Dunn, Justin Farmer, and Pierce Jones. Here's Betancourt. The pitch, fastball down the middle for a strike. And it's 0-1. Kenneth batting 213 with a home run and eight runs batted in. He makes his second straight start at second base. Betancourt drove in the lone Quakes run last night with an RBI two-out hit in the seventh, plating Junior Garcia for Rancho's lone run in the 7-1 loss. The 1-1 offering on the way is in the dirt. 2-1. Betancourt's lone home run came in Lone Mart Field nearly a month ago. The 2-1 offering on the way, a slow chopper hit down to third, charging over to his left is Castagnon, and he'll fire across the diamond in time to get Betancourt by a full step. Side is retired. Rancho goes 1-2-3 in the second. The end of 1.5, 2-1 Quakes on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you visit us here at All Care Dental Office in Rancho Cucamonga, you can always be sure to get top-notch, personalized service you are certain to enjoy. From start to finish, we take exceptional pride in taking care of each person's oral health needs. With the latest techniques combined with the use of cutting-edge technology, our entire staff delivers outstanding results our patients love. So if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Fontana, Ontario, or the surrounding areas, call us today at 909-466-7966 or visit our website at allcaredentaloffice.com.
Many older homes in California are charming, with lots of curb appeal, but they may not be strong enough to withstand damage from a major earthquake. If your house was built before 1980, there are steps you can take to help strengthen it against the damaging effects of the next major earthquake. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com today to learn more. It's not as complex or expensive as you may think. The work can be completed in as little as 3 days, and workers usually don't even need to enter your home. Preparing your house for an earthquake today means you can worry less tomorrow. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com.
Ontario International Airport wants to know, where are you off to next? Maybe you're off to a long overdue family reunion, or maybe you're off to an away game to watch a former Quake help the Dodgers get a win on the road. Wherever you're off to, choosing Ontario International means you're on to a better way to get there. Ontario International combines nonstops to destinations throughout the U.S. and beyond, with the easiest airport experience around, so you can get on to what matters most. Learn more at flyonto.com/Ontario.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Ben Kasparius returns to work. Threw a lot of pitches in that first inning, as Kasparius will face Albert Fabian, Pierce Jones, and Jared Alvarez Lopez, 6-7-8 here in the Storm second, with the Quakes nursing a 2-1 advantage. The 0-1 offering all the way to Justin Farmer. Oh my gosh. Well, that's why it was a poor call at the plate. Wow, so it wasn't Farmer down looking. It was Castagnon out on the bases to end the first inning. Man, you talk about a confusing play. Everybody was left to wonder. But guys were coming off the field before the runner was ever tagged at second base. Oh, wow. Poor job by the umpire. But I guess in hindsight, if there was no strike call, and he totally missed the strike call to Justin Farmer, who should have gone down looking. So Farmer does go down swinging now on the 0-2 pitch. He's quickly down on strikes to open up the second inning. So Kasperius will strike out Farmer one way or the other here in the second inning. It's his second strikeout of the game, and there's one gone to open the second. Gosh, my apologies, but you heard me say it when the inning was coming to an end. It was a terrible sequence. Even the base umpire was hesitant. He didn't call him out either. Home plate umpire, everybody came off the field. Yainer threw down. Anyway, here's a ground ball off the hand of Kasperius. Comes out to the shortstop, to Jesus across the diamond. And he's going to get Albert Fabian. Two down. It'll go 1-6-3. The official score may not have seen that, but yeah. Now the athletic trainer will come out. They want to talk to Kasperius about that right hand. That ball made contact with the bare right hand. And he's pointing now to his pointer finger, saying it went right off the pointer finger. What a confusing sequence to end the first inning. My apologies for taking you along on the ride there, but the whole thing was completely out of whack. And we just assumed, since that breaking ball was right there at the heart of the plate on Farmer, that the hesitation and kind of the hand movements that he gave us were supposed to be strike three called. Yainer went ahead and threw down anyway, just in case, but everybody was coming off the field based on that before the tag ever came down on top of Marcos Castagnon, who is actually the one called out on the bases in an attempt to steal to end the first inning. Everybody was wondering, is he out or is that guy out? And there was never clarification from either umpire. And even the base umpire, in calling the base runner out, even he hesitated. And there was no clear-cut answer for us up here in the booth. And with no help, no spotter, and no official score within shouting distance, we were literally left to just conclude whatever we decided. Here's a pop-up in shallow center field off the bat of Pierce Jones. Alex DeJesus settles under it, makes the one-handed catch, and the side is retired. 1-2-3 go the Lake Elsinore Storm. Glad to see that ground ball off the right fingers of Kasperius is no big deal. At the end of 2-1 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
Care for Women's Medical Group is your community leader in obstetrics and gynecology. We represent one of the premier medical practices in the Inland Empire dedicated to women's health, offering bioidentical hormones, robotic surgery, and complete obstetrical services. Experience the warm and caring environment you deserve. Three locations for your convenience. Visit our website at cfwmg.com to learn more about our locations in the Inland Empire, Chino Hills, and Eastville. Care for Women's Medical Group, your choice for OBGYN care in the Inland Empire.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
Coming up on Friday, May 27th, your Quakes are home to take on the Visalia Rawhide, and it is May Day as the first 1,500 fans through the gates will take home a bobblehead of 2017 Quakes pitcher Dustin May. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kago's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
To the top half of the third inning, Yainer Fernandez will lead things off. Swings and fouls, one out of play, right side, and it's 0-1. Top of the order here, Yainer Fernandez, Alex DeJesus, and Diego Cartaya against Jesus Gonzalez. Here's a little humpback liner headed for center field, and it'll find a patch of green grass. Yainer is 2 for 2, and the Quakes have the leadoff man aboard for the second time in 3 innings. It's been Yainer on both occasions. Alex DeJesus will be the hitter. So I just went over and conferred with the official scorer's room and the Storm broadcaster, Jason Schwartz. Everybody was up in arms about what happened. Some thought one thing, some thought the other, but at least I'm not alone on a lonely island. And I said, you all did see half of our team running off the field after the strike three call, even though Yainer threw down to second. Basically, the only guy who wasn't coming off the field, the catcher and the second baseman that applied the tag on the base runner, everybody else was coming off the field, assuming that that was strike three called. And then somebody down here pointed out that Farmer sat there in the box and was asking questions. So am I hitting? Am I out? Who's out? And apparently the answer was, no, you're going to hit again next inning. But a totally confusing sequence, obviously embarrassing for me to tell you batter A is out when it's actually runner A. Nope. Such is life. Turns out it's the first time I've ever embarrassed myself on the air. Today. Actually, that's not even true today, as I had the Podger reference with the Padre-Dodger rivalry. Kept coming out as Podger, so that would have been the first time I embarrassed myself on the air today. So I guess that was the second. Probably ever, though. 1-2 on the way to Alex DeJesus. Hit in the air on the right side. Jones, the right fielder, having some trouble with the sun, shielding himself, and now will make the catch as it was basically hit right to him. Just don't move out of the way, and it'll find him. Alex DeJesus flies out to right. There's one away, and Diego Cartaya will be the hitter. Cartaya walked and scored on the Junior Garcia RBI infield hit. Pitch on the way to Diego. Slam down the left field line. That's going to get into the corner for extra bases. Yainer Fernandez digging around third. He's going to try to score. The throw is cut off. Diego into second with a stand-up RBI double, and the Quakes back in front by a deuce at 3-1. Cartaya with his 19th run batted in. That leads the team. And the Quakes back in front by two at 3-1. And, ooh, they just appealed down to third to see if Yainer touched third base. I actually watched him try to step on third, and I got to tell you, I understand why Lake Elsinore is asking the question. Without four umpires surrounding the bases, there's no chance that the home plate umpire could have potentially seen the back of Yainer's foot not hit the third base bag. I actually happened to be staring at it, and even I was like, wow, that was close to missing the bag. Who knows? May have actually missed it. Umpire didn't see it, though. Perhaps the Storm did. Pitch on the way to Damon Keith, the 1-0. Lasered foul out of play right side. Down the grassy berm area. 1-1. Diego Cartaya at second base with an RBI double. He's reached twice today against Gonzalez. The pitch. Damon Keith takes breaking ball outside. 2-1. Keith with an RBI double. He punished a ball off the center field wall in the first inning. Cartaya gets a modest lead at second. The 2-1 on the way to Keith. Grounded foul into the Storm dugout it goes, as that'll stir up some bodies. Two balls. Two strikes, 3-1. Rancho in front. Jesus Gonzalez came into today with a 1.50 ERA. That will grow as he's been knocked around a bit here. 3 runs on 6 hits already. 2-2. Keith fouls it at the plate, and this one gets a piece of Damon as it goes off of his bat and hits him in the left leg. Good news is he's wearing some protective padding there, so not ultimately as painful as it could have been. Eric Young, the storm manager, will come out and move the center fielder Farmer and Jones, the right fielder, a little deeper and over a bit, instructing them which way to go. Pitch is outside. Full count now on Damon Keith at 3-2. Cartaya checks his surroundings. 3-2 coming home. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Alvarez Lopez, for strike three. Two down. So Damon strikes out. And for the left-hander, Gonzalez, the first punch out of his affair so far. Junior Garcia, first pitch swinging, fouled back, out of play. 0-1. Junior, a slow roller, hit to third. He legged down an infield base hit, drove home Cartaya on the play, giving him 14 runs batted in now. Here's a hard ground ball, shot down to third, off the glove of Castagnon, into left field. Dunn's throw to the plate is not in time. No throw down to second as Garcia scampers down to second. Most likely going to be an error and no RBI, but that is not going to take away from the fact that the Quakes take a 4-1 lead. Diego Cartaya scores from second. It was not well played at all by Castagnon as he backed up and then had it go right off the top of his glove, and indeed it will be an error. E5. And it's 4-1. No RBI for Junior Garcia. But put it in play and make that defense make a play. Good things will happen. Pitch on the way to Jake Vogel is a strike, and it's 0-1. So 4-1 as Rancho out to their largest lead of the day. That is an unearned run, however, charged against Gonzalez. That's a play that needs to be made by Castagnon. Gonzalez from the belt, and the 0-1 on the way to Vogel. Grounded foul, third base side. 0-2 for Garcia. Smart base running. If you're going to try to get Diego at the plate, you have no chance to get Junior Garcia at second base. And if they cut it off and decide that they're going to get Garcia, well, then you know Diego's going to at least score. But the throw went all the way through to the plate. It was a little bit late. Diego was plenty safe. He slid in. Jake takes a called strike, 1-2, but a good job. Good heads-up base running by Garcia to take that extra base. There's a breaking ball to Vogel for strike three called, and Jake going to have a conversation with the home plate umpire as he leaves in despair. A couple of strikeouts here in the inning, but a couple of runs, two hits, and a crucial error leads to another unearned run. 4-1 Rancho at the end of 2.5 on the Quakes Radio Network.
Shopping for material and fixtures for your upcoming remodel project? Come to Endless Kitchen and Bath, 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lomart Field on Jack Benny Drive. Let us help you transform your home by booking a free visit from one of our in-home design consultants. After your appointment, you'll receive a detailed scope of everything you need to transform your home and set up a second meeting in the showroom where we'll work with you to create the finish that works for you. Let us help you get your project off to a flying start. Endless Kitchen and Bath.
No matter where you're at, you can always find Quakes Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lomart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes!
OmniTrans is your number one ride to the next Quakes game and everywhere you need to go in the local region. For only $6, you can buy a day pass that will get you to the game. OmniTrans is the best choice. It's affordable and easy. So skip the traffic, forget about parking, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the game too. Visit omnitrans.org today to plan your trip. Go Quakes!
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes in front 4-1 as we go to the home half of the third. Mike Linscott with you from the Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. Ben Kasparius, after a little bit wobbly in the first inning with a leadoff walk and a pair of stolen bases allowed to Max Ferguson. Gave up a two-out single to Castagnon, but has now retired three in a row. Coming into this third inning, Jared Alvarez-Lopez to lead things off, and the 1-1 offering is swung on and missed. 1-2. The eight hitter, Jared Alvarez-Lopez, batting 191, no home runs and six RBIs. The pitch, slider way outside nearly to the backstop as Yainer had to go backhand it. Two balls and two strikes. Charlie Aquino waits on deck. Max Ferguson behind him. The 2-2 offering on the way, grounded routinely down to third. This is Luis Diaz as he steps into a sidearm throw across the diamond. One away, 5-3 on the play. One down, Jared Alvarez-Lopez is retired. Charlie Aquino will be the hitter. Charlie Aquino, this represents his first at-bat of his Storm career. He came on as a pinch runner a couple of nights ago earlier in the series, but has not yet recorded an at-bat. Here's a foul ball at the plate as this one gets him in the leg as he goes down for a brief moment. And the count now 1-1. Defensively for the Quakes, one last time. Ben Kasparius working with Yainer Fernandez. Down to third base, Luis Diaz. Alex De Jesus at short. Kenneth Betancourt at second. And Julio Carrion at first. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2 now on Aquino. Outfield from left to right. Damon Keith, Jake Vogel, and Junior Garcia. The 1-2 offering on the way. Misses outside. 2-2. Dodgers and Cubs. Cubbies get a run in the first inning off of Walker Buehler, and they lead it 1-0. Here's a pop-up into shallow left center field. De Jesus catches it with one hand, basket style. It rattled, but he holds on. Charlie Aquino is retired. There are two away. Max Ferguson will be the hitter. Pitch is fouled back here to the screen. 0-1. So the Cubs get a first inning run off of Walker Buehler. And they lead the Dodgers 1-0. That game has moved to the bottom half of the third. Dodgers so far just one hit in their first three innings offensively after smoking the Cubs in a pair yesterday. 1-1 on the way to Ferguson. Misses way outside. 2-1. This is not the guy you want to walk, as evidenced by the first inning free pass that Kasparius gave him. Stolen base of second, stolen base of third, scored on a sac fly. You're just asking for trouble. The 2-1 misses high. Ball 3-3-1. Kasparius has retired five in a row, but Ferguson proving to be a difficult guy to throw a strike to. That's outside ball four. So two walks in the game. They both come to the last guy you would ever want to walk, and that's Ferguson. We will see if he's off to the races yet again. Lucas Dunn struck out swinging in his only at-bat, 0-1. 4-1 Rancho, bottom half of the third. Pitch on the way to Lucas Dunn, outside. Didn't miss by much, but it missed. 1-0. The 1-0 offering on the way. Breaking ball in there for a called strike this time. 1-1. Out in the right field bullpen, Benoni Robles is just now beginning to loosen. Move over to first base. Nearly threw it away. Julio Carrion got to come into foul territory near the Quakes dugout and go get that one before it unfortunately would slip away. Max Ferguson off to a really good lead and leaning. He stays 1-1. Dunn takes slider outside, 2-1. Benoni Robles did not fare very well at all on Tuesday night as the Storm knocked him around pretty good. He is just now up and throwing, and hopefully this time around things will be better for him. Swing and a miss by Lucas Dunn, and it's 2-2. Pitch on the way, hit foul, right side into the stands she goes, still 2-2. Kasparius, in that last outing against the Storm, four hitless innings, struck out five, walked two. In his last two starts combined coming into today, he allowed just one hit over seven scoreless innings in two starts. There's a throw down to second base, and what do we got? Check swing, they're calling an appeal. We are literally left in the same scenario. Who is out here? Both umpires. And Ben Kasparius just turned around, came back and said, who's out? And they just said the base runner. Max Ferguson thrown out at second. Kasparius has got to be just livid of why the check swing appeal. It looked as if Lucas Dunn was out on the swing. They appealed. And I'm not sure if the base umpire was calling the base runner out or on the check swing out. Literally the second time in three innings. Who is out? That is wild. We'll absolutely be able to confirm it one way or the other as they are providing no help to the guys up here. We'll figure it out what the official score is going to do about it here. He'll know. It's just a matter of time. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. It is a 4-1 Rancho advantage on the Quakes Radio Network.
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes for more than 25 years. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online at bestwestern.com/heritage inn, Rancho Cucamonga.
If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night in Lone Mart Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Mart Field?
The right printing company to help your business get results is right here in Rancho Cucamonga. Look no further than the Kindred Corporation. The Kindred Corporation is a full-service printing and promotions company celebrating more than 40 years right here in our community. Creative design, high-quality proofing, state-of-the-art printing, including all forms of finishing and mailing, the Kindred Corporation can handle all of your printing needs. Visit their website at kindredcorp.com for a better look. The Kindred Corporation, proud printing partner of the Quakes.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Luis Diaz to lead things off, takes the 2-0 offering for a called strike, and it is 2-1. Well, the umpire has ruled, we think, that Lucas Dunn on the check swing was called out on strikes. Again, the home plate umpire did not make the call. The base umpire, right as Ferguson is sliding into second base, is the one to make the call. An absolute mess for the second time in three innings. This literally happened to end the first. Marcos Castagnon trying to steal. Justin Farmer looking at what we believed was strike three. But the home plate umpire was fidgeting with his arms. They are not working cohesively together to let us all know. Again, between innings, I went down and said, anybody got a read there? And oh my, can't even repeat the things that were said in the official scorer's room. There's about eight people in there, so it wasn't the official score per se that was doing the talking. But everybody's got confusion. That's ball four to Luis Diaz. So Diaz is on at first base. Julio Carrion. First pitch on the way to Julio is fouled off. Right side and out of play. It is 0-1. Umpires have got to do a better job of communicating. Eric Young, the storm manager, he was livid. Here's a line drive that's over the head of Jones. He reaches up and has it go off the glove. There's a long throw now coming into second base as Carrion slides in safely. Down to third base goes Luis Diaz. We will wait and see how that one is scored. As Carrion, I believe, doubles off the extended glove of the right fielder Jones. They are going to call it a hit. Hit or error, it doesn't matter. That was a catchable ball by Jones. Difficult, but catchable. So Carrion will be credited with a double. And the Quakes are in business here in the fourth inning with two in scoring position. Nobody out. First pitch swinging. Betancourt, a drive down the right field line. This one's going to get down for extra bases. Diaz will score. Carrion right behind him as the throw into second is in time, as they say, his arm comes off the bag. Betancourt will be credited with a single. He is out as it goes 9-6. As Betancourt came off the bag and is out, but only after a two-run single. And now here is Eric Young to come out, and this is most likely it for Jesus Gonzalez, who cannot get anybody out at the plate here in the fourth inning, although there is one out up on the board. But when I say one out up on the board, I don't really mean that, because it's still got a zero in the out column. Confused? Probably should be. Nobody offering much help these days in Lake Elsinore. Kenneth Betancourt with a single. Two RBIs. 9-10. He is out at second base, though. 9-6 on the putout for the first out of the inning. And that will be all for Jesus Gonzalez. And you can close the book on him because Betancourt was eliminated on the bases, so there's no one left out there. 3 1/3 innings, 6 runs, 5 earned on 8 base hits. He got knocked around today. A leadoff walk to Diaz has already paid dividends for the Quakes here in the fourth inning. He had one other walk. That was Cartaya. He also scored. So 2 walks issued in 3+ innings, 3 1/3 to be very specific. Just 2 strikeouts. And he leaves trailing 6-1 as the Quakes bringing the offensive thunder here today. Pitch on the way as our new pitcher on the way to the hill. This is number 33, Keegan Collette, his second appearance of the series. So Collette will come into the game. As we mentioned, we saw him earlier in this series. Collette's season-long numbers pretty good. 1-0 record and a 2.35 ERA. This today represents his 9th appearance. Storm have used him at the back end of the bullpen more than anybody else. He's 3 out of 4 in save situations, but obviously he is entering a game in the fourth inning down 5 runs. This will be no save situation for him. Here's Yainer Fernandez as he takes inside 1-0. Yainer is 2-for-2 against the left-hander Jesus Gonzalez, but now he's the first one to get a look at the righty Keegan Collette. Misses inside again, and it's 2-0. Next pitch on the way to Yainer. Up and in. 3 balls and no strikes. One down, bases empty. Collette still goes from the stretch. Pitch down and away, ball four. So the third walk issued by the Storm pitching staff today. The first two came from Jesus Gonzalez, including Luis Diaz to open this inning moments ago. And hopefully the beat will continue for Rancho. Here is Alex DeJesus, who singled in the first, flew out to the right fielder in the third. Two in the first, two in the third, now two here in the fourth for the Quakes, who lead it 6-1 and are inching closer and closer to potentially winning the series. DeJesus with a drive, deep left field, and this is a big step forward to winning this series. That ball is gone. Alex DeJesus, a rocket out of here to left field, and the Quakes have opened it up. It is 8-1. Oh, yeah, big step forward as far as how this series is going to go. A loss today for the Quakes, and they would be looking at a split of the six-game set after winning 3 of 4. But all of a sudden, one batter later, and you just blew the doors off. It is 8-1. Still a long way to go in this one, so let's not count the proverbial chickens, but that one's got to feel good. Alex DeJesus with his fifth home run of the year, a no-doubt shot to left field. It is a U.S. Bank home run for kids, and a $10 donation going from our partners at U.S. Bank to the Inland Empire United Way Kids Pack program, helping less fortunate kids get nutritious meals on the weekends, all thanks to U.S. Bank. DeJesus with his fifth, RBIs 12 and 13, and another walk comes in to score. It's a four-run fourth. 1-1 now on Diego Cartaya. Pitch on the way from Keegan Collette. Slider inside to Diego. 2-1. Two and one offering on the way. Swing and a miss. That ball might have been a little up and out of the zone. Diego, I think, is looking for feedback from the home plate umpire to see whether or not that was a strike that he chased. I'm not sure what the answer is. I don't think it was a strike. Close, though. Looked like it was up and away. 2-2 on the way to Cartaya. Low. Ball 3-3-2. Still just one out. Benoni Robles continues to loosen out in the right field bullpen. That tells me that Kasperius is most likely done after three. He'll take a no decision in this one. 3-2 on the way to Diego Cartaya is over but low for ball four. So Diego is on for a third time as he joins Yainer Fernandez as Quakes hitters who have reached all three times today. Here is Damon Keith, who slugged one off the center field wall in the first, struck out swinging in the third. And here is Leo Rosales out for a word as Keegan Collette just gave up the bomb to DeJesus here a moment ago. He has not yet retired a batter. Three men faced. And all three men have reached safely. Walk, home run, walk. Dodgers and Cubs go to the fourth inning of play. It is still 1-0 Chicago. Dodgers still with just one hit through their first 3 1/3 innings. Trey Turner just walked a moment ago, so he is on board representing the tying run for the Dodgers. We're looking for a 3-game sweep in Chicago. Here, 8-1 as the Quakes have really opened it up. Pitch on the way to Damon Keith is a called strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Damon Keith, pitch on the way, is lifted foul. Right side, he was behind it a bit. As it's looped out of play, 0-2. Damon out of CBU. Cal Baptist University star. He was a walk-on product there. Dodgers liked what they saw. The 0-2 offering on the way, swing and a miss. Keith chases one down in the zone for strike three. Two down as Damon is down on strikes for a second consecutive time. And for Keegan Collette, that is his first punch out in relief. Two gone. And Junior Garcia will be the hitter. That is the first batter who was retired here in the fourth inning. Betancourt, you'll recall, was out on the bases Very convincing offensive inning for the Quakes, though. Pitch on the way to Junior Garcia, the 0-1 in there for a called strike. And Collette starting to throw more strikes now, 0-2. Garcia, an infield hit for an RBI in the first. Grounded one off the top of Castagnon's glove in the third that knocked in a run. But it was ruled an error, so no RBI. Pitches in the dirt to Junior, 1-2. The 1-2 offering on the way. Ooh, jammed him up and just did get a piece of it. And this one fouls off of Jared Alvarez Lopez, who will now move around and try to put it all back together so that it still works. 1-2 on Garcia, who I believe just asked Alvarez Lopez if he's okay. Way to check in, Junior. Runner at first, two down. And the 1-2 offering on the way to Garcia in the dirt gets away. And now, boy, some hesitation there by Diego Cartaya. And finally back to the bag at first, but not before a throw comes his way. Diego got to be more decisive. Ball got away from the catcher plenty. But Diego stood flat-footed. And then he took a stride towards second and full-blown stopped. And then realized, I better get back to first base because if he throws down here, I'm not ready. And he did so. Here's a foul ball back to the screen. Still 2-2 on Garcia. Diego very much still learning how to run the bases as efficiently as possible. That one was not one of them. 2-2 now on the way. Bounces up to the plate. Cartaya not going anywhere this time. Full count of 3-2. Eight runs, nine hits. No errors for the Quakes. Just a run on one hit, one error for the Storm. 3-2. There goes Cartaya. The pitch is all the way to the backstop. Diego takes an aggressive turnaround second, but he's not going anywhere. Already in scoring position. That is another walk issued by Keegan Collette. He's now walked three of the five hitters he's faced here in the fourth inning. And Jake Vogel, who is scuffling at the plate to the tune of a 185 average, and 0-2 here today with a strikeout and a double play ball, will come on and really have a chance to do some damage if he can find a gap somewhere. 8-1 Rancho, 2-on, 2-away. Pitch on the way to Jake, fouled back here to the screen. 0-1. Vogel, the ninth man to bat here in the inning. Would love to see Jake deliver at least a hit. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the gap to score a pair, but give the kid some confidence here. It's been a struggle for him. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. 0-2. Jake was removed a couple of nights ago with an unidentified injury, as we were not told exactly what brought him out of the game, but when I saw him in the locker room yesterday down in the Quakes clubhouse, asked him if he was all good. He said, yep. And obviously he is. He's back in here today. There's a swing and a miss. And on three pitches, Vogel is down on strikes. So the Quakes will have to settle for a big four-run inning. They leave two stranded. The home run by DeJesus to cap the inning. 8-1 Rancho at the end of 3.5 on the Quakes Radio Network.
The 2022 season is underway, and we're thrilled to welcome you back as Lone Mart Field is back to 100% capacity with no restrictions. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan. All MVPs get a free Diego Cartaya bobblehead as part of the perks. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2022. And go Quakes!
The Quakes Teen Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Rancho here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, maintaining an 8-1 advantage thanks to a four-run fourth. Cole Cummings will lead things off for the Storm as he looks at a pitch inside, and it's 1-0. Benoni Robles is in the game as expected. Ben Kasparius is removed after three innings. Effective day for him. Not quite as efficient, perhaps, as he would have hoped, with a couple of walks and a run scored against him. But at the end of the day, it's only one run on one hit in three innings. Kasparia strikes out three, walk two, a no decision. And over the course of seven innings here in Lake Elsinore, over two starts, he gives up one run on one hit in seven innings with eight strikeouts and four walks. That ain't half bad. Robles comes in. That's ball four to Cummings. So here we go. New pitcher comes in. Immediately can't throw a strike. Gonna have to fix that ASAP. So four pitches, a walk. And here's Marcos Castagnon. Benoni Robles from the belt. The pitch home. This is high. He's missed with all five thus far. 1-0. Pitching change brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. Robles, who did not fare well against the Storm on Tuesday night, trying to bounce back and put it together. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. For Robles, a record of 2-1 and a 5.52 ERA. This is his sixth appearance, second against the Storm. From the stretch, the 1-1 on the way. Inside, it misses. 2-1. 14 and two-thirds innings for Benoni Robles. He has given up 13 runs, 9 of which are earned on 14 hits. 18 strikeouts, 5 walks. The walks have not been a factor for Benoni Robles like they have been for most of the staff. He's been one of the guys that has not had all those bumps in the proverbial road. In saying that, though, of course, he missed with his first 5 pitches here to start this one. Pitch is fouled out of play by Castagnon. 2-2. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Quakes. A run on one hit and one error for the Storm. Nobody out. The 2-2 offering on the way to Castagnon. Hit him or did it hit him? Yep, it hit him. So Robles all over the map. Looked like that ball was in the dirt as it skipped away, but then we saw the umpire with the delayed reaction, finally indicating that Castagnon actually did get hit. So a walk and a hit batter. It's a good way to get the Storm back in it. Here's Justin Farmer. Robles will get a visit for Yainer Fernandez, who literally pats him on the stomach at the end of the conversation, trying to give him some words of encouragement. Nobody out. Robles from the belt. And the pitch home. Hit in the air to right field. That's trouble. Garcia going back, looking up. Going to hit halfway up the fence. Junior fires it back into the second base bag. A run is in to score, and it's 8-2. Holding it first with a long single is Justin Farmer. So Cole Cummings walks and eventually scores from second. An RBI single from Justin Farmer. Castagnon goes first to third. Farmer held to a long single. RBI number 9 for Justin Farmer. And here is Albert Fabian. Still nobody out here in the fourth. Pitch on the way. Grounded weakly to the right side. Carrion's got it. Second for one. The throw back to first base where Benoni Robles is over there covering is late, but still well executed. A run is in to score, and it's 8-3. So Carrion, no interest in cutting the run down at the plate as he takes the lead out at second base. Castagnon scores 8-3. Farmer is out as it goes 3-6 for the first out. Fabian with an RBI, his first in a Storm uniform, safe at first base on the fielder's choice. Here is Pierce Jones. Pitch on the way, down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Pitch on the way, the 0-1, yanked foul, out of play, left side. Now 0-2. Robles from the stretch, set belt high. The 0-2 offering on the way, swing and a miss over the top of a breaking ball as Jones goes down to a knee fishing for it. Two away, and hopefully this will bring Robles out of the funk. Two down. Runner at first for Jared Alvarez Lopez. Pitch coming home. Inside, off the glove of Yainer Fernandez, and down to second base goes the runner. They call it a wild pitch. That sure looked like it was just right there. It was just barely inside. But they're going to call it a wild pitch. I would love to see it on instant replay. I don't think that's correct. Not that it matters. Runner at second, two down. Jared Alvarez Lopez. Pitch coming home. This one is up high, and it's 2-0. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Quakes. 3 runs, just 2 hits, and 1 error for the Storm. Pitch on the way, in there for a called strike. 2-1. Two and one on the right-handed hitting Jared Alvarez Lopez. 2-1 is inside. 3-1. Out in the Rancho bullpen, all is quiet. Joan Valdez is down there. He's got a sweatshirt on and a baseball in his right hand, just standing there doing some patting of the mound. There goes the runner for third. The pitch, throw down to third is not in time. Pitch was outside for ball 4. Really aggressive move there by the base runner, Albert Fabian. Not sure I understood the motivation there. Awfully close play as Diaz accepted the throw, and he may be hearing it now from manager Eric Young. Second walk of the inning issued by Benoni Robles. This is where you got to quell this rally right here. Here's Charlie Aquino with runners at the corners, 2 outs. Pitch on the way, bunted, fouled at the plate. 0-1. So Aquino's the bunting type, is he? Aquino in his only at bat of the year popped up to short. The 0-1 offering, swing and a miss. Good hard fastball that was up in the zone. 0-2. Quakes will officially get someone up out in the right field bullpen. Christian Suarez, the left-hander, up and throwing. 0-2 on the way from Benoni Robles. Pitch coming home. Grounded down the third baseline. Robles has nothing to do with it. Slow roller chop down the third baseline, and no one had a play. Robles realized that a throw to first was a moot point. Don't throw it away. It's a good decision. It is 8-4. So the Storm have really cut into that Rancho lead, responding here. Quakes needed a shutdown inning, and instead it's been nothing of the sort. Fabian scores from third. That stolen base here that occurred just a moment ago that I questioned why he would be running from second to third with two outs when he's already in scoring position actually pays out now as he scores on an infield dribbler off the bat of Charlie Aquino. Aquino's first California League hit, his first California League RBI. Ramon Troncoso, the Quakes pitching coach, out there for conversation, trying to get Robles straightened out. Christian Suarez given ample time to warm up now. Robles has thrown 22 pitches. Depending on the length of this at-bat, if he doesn't get Max Ferguson, he may not be around to face Lucas Dunn. Dunn on deck is the tying run. 8-4. Two down. Pitch on the way to Max Ferguson. Lefty-lefty matchup. That one's down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Again, I mentioned at the top of this inning here that Robles isn't a guy who has traditionally struggled with his command. There's five walks and 14 and two-thirds. But he's got two walks, a hit batter, and a wild pitch here in the inning as he is very much not on his game today. 1-1 as Ferguson takes it outside. With two outs, the 1-1 on the way now. There's a called strike on the outside edge. 1-2. Two outs. And the 1-2 coming home from Robles is down low. Two balls and two strikes. Telling you right now that Suarez is ready to go. He has calmed the urgency, so he is ready. He's just kind of watching and staying loose. If they need him, he's ready. Hopefully they don't need him. 2-2 on the way to Max Ferguson. Down in the dirt. Advantage base runners here as everybody going to get a head start. Two outs. 3-2 on Max Ferguson. From second base, Jared Alvarez Lopez will go. Charlie Aquino right behind him at first. Runners their leads. There they go. 3-2 on the way. Foul back over the screen behind home plate. Can't see what everybody's hooting and hollering about, but somebody either got whacked or got a free souvenir, maybe both. Runners again, their leads respectively. Robles from the belt. There they go. Payoff pitch coming back this direction as it's literally just on top of us. Ball straight down. And a fan right below us makes a good grab on one hop. Three and two, one more time. Runners their leads. Robles from the belt. Pitch clock at two. There they go. Way outside, almost to the backstop. Ball four. And that'll be all for Benoni Robles. Here's John Shoemaker to come out of the dugout. Oh, my. A seven-run lead just moments ago to start the inning. Tying run to the plate. Ninth batter to come to the plate here in the inning will be Lucas Dunn, as Max Ferguson and his world beater speed just walked for the third straight time. Quakes sometimes are their own worst enemy. Benoni Robles, wow. Guys come to the top step of the dugout to try to give him some words of encouragement, and Robles is having none of it. He waves him off and says, don't come anywhere near me. Obviously frustration boiling over. At this young age, obviously players still learning to deal with success and failure. They're not chiseled veterans, and you know, they're still fairly young. Guys, after a bad performance or a bad at-bat, hopefully remain smart and somewhat calm. I recall stories of like Paul O'Neill attacking a Gatorade water cooler in the Yankee dugout after a strikeout or something to that effect. Just be smart. Benoni Robles, not sure where he's headed, but he is no longer in the dugout. The bases are loaded. Two outs. Christian Suarez on for Benoni Robles, who for the second time against Lake Elsinore in less than a week did not have it. Already three runs across. Suarez honestly has been as reliable as anyone out of the bullpen. The key stat that you're probably most thinking about right now, three walks in 7 2/3 coming in. Hopefully he can bring strikes to Lucas Dunn, make him put the ball in play, get out of this inning with the four-run lead intact. Suarez home with the first pitch. All the way to the backstop. Nope, it hit Dunn. Unbelievable. A run is in to score. Got a piece of Dunn on the way by. How's your hair doing? Mine's either literally going to turn gray or I'm going to pull it right out. Lucas Dunn hit by a pitch. First one. So Suarez, not so reliable after one pitch. It's 8-5. Go-ahead run at the plate. Here's Cole Cummings, who homered last night. Pitch on the way from Suarez. Inside, nearly hit him. Woof. Fans will boo as if there's any intention. Lighten up, Francis. Cole Cummings walked to start the inning against Robles. The 1-0. Down and away, and Suarez hasn't thrown a strike yet. Christian Suarez, 1-0. No ERA. The two runs that he has allowed on five hits over 7 2/3 are both unearned. 11 strikeouts, three walks. The pitch, there's a strike somehow. He gets the call on the outside edge. 2-1 on left-handed hitting Cole Cummings. Four runs home in the inning. It's 8-5, as this is no longer the laugher that it was 10 minutes ago. 2-1 on the way to Cole Cummings. Outside, it misses. Suarez leans his head back as if to say, come on, but it missed. There's no doubt. Not going to get that call. Storm dugout at BI rate. 3-1 on Cummings. Suarez from the stretch. 3-1 on the way. High ball four. Justin Farmer had an RBI single off the wall. The only other hit in the inning was a swinging bunt down the third baseline. Otherwise, it's just been lack of command as the Quakes are killing themselves. It is 8-6. Suarez home. Inside, it misses to Castagnon. 1-0. Why does it always happen in bunches? One guy struggles, they all struggle. 1-0 on the way to Marcos Castagnon from Christian Suarez. Grounded foul at the plate, 1-1. Just a little flare into the outfield right here is going to tie the game after the Quakes worked so hard to run the scoreboard up to an 8-1 lead. The 1-1 offering on the way to Marcos Castagnon. Very high, nearly to the backstop. It is 2-1. Tying runs in scoring position. Go ahead, run at first. That's Cummings. 2-1 on the way to Marcos Castagnon. Fouled at the plate. Yainer popped out of his crouch. Didn't even have the baseball, but he looked like he was going to try to throw out Ferguson at third base. 8-6 is the score. Five runs home. Base is still loaded. Two outs. Yamil Castillo is now loosening out in the right field bullpen. 2-2 on the way to Castagnon. Nearly to the backstop again. Way outside as Yainer had to go get it. 3-2. Suarez, whose command has been pretty darn good this year. Hit batter, walk, and now 3-2 on the third batter he faces. Runners will get a head start with two down. The 3-2 on the way to Marcos Castagnon, fouled at the plate. Still full of 3-2. Castagnon, earlier in the inning, was hit by a Benoni Robles pitch. Do it again. Bases loaded, two down. Runners their leads. There they go, 3-2 on the way. Fouled at the plate. He just got a piece of it. Suarez with a big exhale. The left-hander, 5'11", 160 pounds out of Venezuela. Signed with the Dodgers as an international free agent in 2018. Two outs. Runners again go. 3-2 on the way. Ground ball hit down to third. Diaz going to tap the glove across the diamond. His throw is on point. The side is retired. Five runs on two hits as the Quakes just cannot get out of their own way. 8-6, they have the lead at the end of four on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you're looking for refreshing beer, look no further than the King of Beers. Since 1876, Budweiser has been the American gold standard for a light lager. Brewed with the best barley malt and a blend of premium hop varieties for a crisp and flavorful taste in every sip. So if you're looking for a fresh-tasting beer with a smooth finish, grab a Bud today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
Coming up on Friday, May 27th, your Quakes are home to take on the Visalia Rawhide, and it is May Day as the first 1,500 fans through the gates will take home a bobblehead of 2017 Quakes pitcher Dustin May. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Listen to the future of the Los Angeles Dodgers right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Luis Diaz will lead things off as we go now to the top half of the fifth inning. It was a very long fourth. 9 runs score combined between the two clubs. The Quakes got 4. The Storm got 5. Rancho looked to very much be in the driver's seat with an 8-1 lead. That was about 20 minutes ago. Unfortunately, it happens. Luis Diaz swings and misses at the 1-1 offering. And it's 1-2. Diaz opened the fourth inning with a walk. Came in to score on an RBI single by Betancourt. Here's a ground ball hit down to third, and the throw is in the dirt. Man, it is numbing sometimes how tough things can get out there. Routine ground ball. And, well, we got a fresh body into the game. Castagnon, who grounded out just a moment ago, appears to be out of the game. So there are moving pieces out there for Lake Elsinore, and I don't have the answers, but Castagnon is no longer at third base. This is Carlos Luis, who is at third. The official score does not have it in the computer, so that is E5 on Carlos Luis. Pitch on the way to Carrion, a swing and a miss on the 0-1, and it's 0-2. Yamil Castillo continues to loosen out of the right field bullpen. That tells me that he will start the fifth inning. As opposed to Christian Suarez, who uncharacteristically struggled with his command in the fourth inning. They needed him to be the stopper, and his first pitch was a sign of things to come as he hit a batter with the bases loaded. Pitch on the way, Carrion sends it foul. Out of play, Diaz was on the move. It is 1-2 on Julio. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Quakes. 6 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Storm. Move over. Oh, my gosh. He just threw it in the Rancho bullpen. And it will leave the field of play. And now they will finally call time. It's a dead ball as it went into some netting into the bullpen area. Second error of the inning for Lake Elsinore. Diaz reaches on the E5 throwing error and now moves to second on the E1 throwing error. So we are back to the stage of saying things like every run is important. Got to do your job and move Diaz over. He's in scoring position for Carrion. 1-2 on Julio. Diaz a check his surroundings. Keegan Collette, who had a nice little break. There's a 1-2 pitch in the dirt, swung on and missed. Carrion down on strikes. 1 gone. Diaz stays at second, obviously. Kenneth Betancourt will be the hitter. Dodgers explode. 2 runs in the fourth. 2 more in the fifth. RBIs for Justin Turner and Cody Bellinger. And the Dodgers lead the Cubs now 4-1 in the fifth inning. There's a fly ball punched into deep right field. Jones back there at the warning track makes the leap and cannot make the catch. Running around third and now holding is Diaz. Probably a good idea in hindsight, although the cutoff throw was botched by Lake Elsinore. Betancourt is into second with a stand-up double as Diaz not quite sure why he was tagging. It was pretty obvious that that ball was not going to be caught, and Diaz certainly could have probably taken a bigger lead off a second than what he did. He was like one step off the bag when that ball hit off the wall. So with one out, here comes the infield. Betancourt with his second hit of the day. There's a ball that's very high, 1-0. Diaz at third. Betancourt at second. A big base hit would open things back up. Yainer Fernandez has not been retired today. Double, single, walk. Pitch on the way. Very high again from Keegan Collette. This experiment is not going to last much longer. It is 2-0. Out in the left field bullpen for the Lake Elsinore Storm, there is a left-hander throwing. That left-hander is number 21. Pitch to Yainer is high and tight, 3-0. The left-hander throwing is Alex Juan Vega. Bad one here. He is going to load them up with only one out for Alex De Jesus, who launched a two-run homer in the fourth. Visit to the mound from Alvarez Lopez. Here we go. 3-0 on Yainer Fernandez. The 3-0 coming almost to the backstop yet again. Ball four. So, it happens to the Storm as well. Here comes manager Eric Young, and we will have a mid-inning pitching change. Pitching changes now brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. Keegan Collette, just one full inning on his resume today. Collette got knocked around for a couple of runs in the fourth inning. He gave up the two-run home run to Alex De Jesus. But now responsible for all three men on base here in the fifth inning. He walked a total of four hitters in just one plus inning. Guilty currently of two runs on two hits. But obviously the Quakes are looking for much, much more. Three strikeouts to go along with his four walks and two hits allowed. But the rest of the book is still yet to be determined. Here is Alex Juan Vega, no relation to Vincent. Alex Juan, spelled A-L-E-X-U-A-N, rather unusual first name. Puerto Rico native, is 6'2" and 160 pounds. As the left-hander asks for two more pitches, they're going to give it to him. Alex De Jesus, who took Keegan Collette way deep and gone in the fourth inning, will be the first one to face the new body. Here is De Jesus. Quakes have smashed a couple of grand slams this year. Diaz has got a pair of them. Cartaya has one. We'll see what Alex can do here. Got to score and get back some of this momentum that the Storm took away from you after a five-run bottom of the fourth. Pitch on the way to Alex, way outside, 1-0. If the Storm want to be infected by the walk bug, that'll be fine too. An error, a hit, and a walk here in the inning have loaded the bases. The 1-0 offering on the way, outside, it misses, 2-0. Numbers on Alex Juan Vega, no record, ERA of 6.00. This is his third appearance, second of this series. He's given up two runs on three hits in three innings with one strikeout and three walks. The 2-0 on the way to De Jesus, breaking ball down and away, 3-0. Do I want the Quakes to score here? Of course.
Do I want them to walk in order to push across said runs?
Nope.
I have seen enough walks for today, arguably for a lifetime. This year has been rough. But what comes around goes around. There's a strike to DeJesus, 3-1. It is not just the Quakes who have struggled. Search's notes points to last Saturday's 18-walk performance by Visalia. 3-1 on the way to DeJesus. Outside ball four. Checked his swing on a ball that was maybe just off the plate. DeJesus earns his third RBI of the game. Number 14 on the year. And the Storm walk in a run so that they can get to Diego Cartaya. That is an unearned run against Keegan Collette. 9-6 Rancho. Base is still loaded for Diego. Cartaya has not yet been retired. RBI double, pair of walks. Pitch on the way. Oh, Diego got fooled on a breaking ball and went around about three quarters on a pitch that arguably nearly hit him in the ankle. 0-1. That was not a good sequence for Diego. Shake it off and rebound. A Quake at every base. Only one out. The 0-1 offering on the way to Cartaya bounces in the dirt as he checked his swing. It's 1-1. One would assume Vega, that won't be the last breaking ball he throws Cartaya in this at-bat, or at least that's not his intention. Diego ready for the 1-1 now on the way from Vega. Breaking ball, popped him up right side, not deep enough to get a run home. Foul territory. Making the catch is the first baseman, Fabian, and now a move back to third is being a little too aggressive down there was Kenneth Betancourt. Cartaya pops out in a signature moment, two away. Diego fouls out for the second out of the inning, and here is Damon Keith. Keith had an RBI double off the center field fence in his first at bat, has struck out in each of the last two times. The pitch is inside and it hits him in the knee. Well, it's going to get the Quakes a run, but obviously the most important thing here is the health of Damon Keith, who is looking to be just fine other than a little bit of a limp initially once he works through the pain. Breaking ball got him in the knee or at least somewhere in the leg. Keith will earn an RBI the hard way, and it's 10-6. She ain't pretty. No, no, no. After a disastrous bottom four, the Quakes here in the fifth inning have answered, question mark, error, double, walk, walk, hit batter. Yeah, they got one hit in the inning. It's not as if they've been just ripping through Lake Elsinore pitching. This is just awful, awful pitching here today. Pitch on the way. Misses outside to Junior Garcia. 1-0. Eighth man to bat here in the fifth. Quake sent 9 men to the plate in a 4-run fourth. 8 men to the plate so far in a 2-run fifth. Storm sent 11 men to the plate in a 5-run fourth. Pitch on the way to Junior is popped up. Down the right field line, there's a long run for everybody. It's going to be Pierce Jones to make the catch. Fighting through the sunshine. The side is retired. Obviously, this could have been a more productive inning with a little bit of offense. 2 runs on 1 hit. Quakes leave the bases loaded. We have finally reached the halfway point. It is 10-6 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
Did you know that each Californian throws away an average of 4.5 pounds of trash each day? That adds up to 30 million tons of trash in a single year. You can do your part to reduce the amount of trash going into the landfill by recycling. Finding out where to recycle your bottles and cans is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-RECYCLE for a recycling center near you or log on to earth911.com. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with six locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and two in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE. Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Ten-six, Rancho, as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It has been disastrous for both teams. Just an ugly, ugly Sunday afternoon. This is not what mom was asking for Mother's Day. Not at all. This is absolutely rough on the eyes. Here's Justin Farmer to lead things off. Farmer, RBI single in a five-run fourth to face Yamil Castillo. He bunts, third base side. Luis Diaz coming flying in, fires to first, got him. That is a big league play by Luis Diaz. One away. That is a huge play. Come racing in, fielding the bunt. Yamil Castillo dove down in front of him, hitting the proverbial deck. And Diaz, a laser across the diamond for out number one. Pitch on the way to the left-handed hitting Albert Fabian in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Next offering on the way. This one is high. One ball and one strike. With one down, the 1-1 offering on the way from Yamil Castillo is in the dirt and all the way to the backstop. Two and one. Pitch coming home. The 2-1 grounded foul. Third base side, 2-2. Albert Fabian reached on the fielder's choice, driving in a run in the fourth. Castillo comes home with the 2-2. Did he go? They appeal. Of course he went around. You really need help making that call. Unbelievable. Albert Fabian down on strikes. At least they got it right. The fact that home plate umpire Brandon Tipton needed help making that call is alarming. Two away. Like he full-blown offered at it. Concerning that he needed help making that call. That was not close. At least they get it right at the end of the day. That's all that matters. Pitch on the way to Pierce Jones. Fouled at the plate, and it's 0-1. Next offering from Castillo. A swing and a miss. 0-2. Yamil Castillo. Hopefully he is the long-term fix to what is currently ailing us. He can't pitch for both teams, though. But as long as he can pitch for the guys in blue, we're going to be okay going forward. Pitch misses outside, 1-2. Castillo season-long numbers, 1-0, 1.64 ERA. This is his ninth appearance, all out of the pen. There's a foul ball into the glove of the catcher, Yainer Fernandez. And what do you know, 1-2-3 inning with no walks as Castillo ends up striking out two of the three he faces. We've played five full innings. 10-6 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
Many older homes in California are charming, with lots of curb appeal, but they may not be strong enough to withstand damage from a major earthquake. If your house was built before 1980, there are steps you can take to help strengthen it against the damaging effects of the next major earthquake. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com today to learn more. It's not as complex or expensive as you may think. The work can be completed in as little as 3 days, and workers usually don't even need to enter your home. Preparing your house for an earthquake today means you can worry less tomorrow. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com.
Family-owned and operated and voted number one, Family RV is your local dealer. Located in Ontario near the 10 and 15 freeway, Family RV has a huge indoor showroom with awesome inventory. We carry a large selection of Crossroads, Cruiser, Forest River, and Heartland RV products. Can't make it to the showroom? Check out our virtual showroom by visiting FamilyRVUSA.com. And be sure and join us on select Fridays at Lone Mart Field this year for Family RV Family Feast Night with the Quakes.
No matter where you're at, you can always find Quakes Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lone Mart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes! Listen to the future of the Los Angeles Dodgers right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes in front 10-6 as we go to the sixth inning of play. Leading it off for Rancho Cucamonga is Jake Vogel. Vogel was the only man who did not bat in the two-run fifth inning. Pitch on the way. Jake, bouncing ball, foul. Third base side. Count goes to 0-2 on Jake. Vogel having a tough day at the plate offensively. 0-3, couple of strikeouts. And he's also bounced into a double play, with runners at first and third and only one out. Here's a ground ball routinely hit to shortstop. This is Ferguson across the diamond, one away. One gone for Luis Diaz. Diaz has had a better day today. He's had a pretty tough series. He just made a really sensational play defensively, but he swung the bat well too. Now, granted, he is hitless today. He smoked one in his first at-bat right at the third baseman. Hopefully a confidence builder. Walked and scored in the fourth. Reached on an error and scored in the fifth. But again, that ball that he fielded here a moment ago defensively, I'm a big believer in if you do something good defensively, it'll get you some confidence, and then all of a sudden you go up to the plate and more likely to have a successful at-bat. 1-1 on the way now to Diaz. Bouncing ball to the mound. Nice play by Alex Juan Vega. He'll run it halfway to the bag at first. Diaz is retired as a little flip to first base in time. It goes 1-3 for out number two. Storm went 1-2-3 in the home half of the fifth, and now the Quakes are threatening to go 1-2-3 for just the second time today. Here is Julio Carrion. 1-3 on the day with a double in the fourth. Pitch on the way. Ground ball to short. What a half-hearted, backhanded effort that was by Ferguson. Like, I don't even know if he got his glove on the ground. That was weak sauce. Carrion safe at first base. We'll wait and see how it's scored. Terrible play at short. Wouldn't be surprised to see them rule that a base hit, however. They're going to call it an error. It probably should be a hit. But, man, what a half-hearted effort. That was awful. Fourth error of the day for the Storm. Carrion safe at first. Kenneth Betancourt. Pitch on the way. Bouncing ball to the left side. Going to be a tough play. Carlos Luis comes charging in, and he'll make that play across the diamond. 5-3. Betancourt is retired. And the Quakes are done here in the sixth inning as they leave a man stranded. At the end of 5.5, Rancho leads it 10-6 on the Quakes Radio Network.
Cagle's Appliance Center has been serving the Inland Empire for 69 years, and we've been Quakes fans since day one in 1993. Independently and family-owned, we're an essential business, and we are here for you and your family. Cagle's Appliance is where customers send their friends with friendly and knowledgeable sales staff. We service what we sell, providing replacement parts and service. Visit our showroom at 114 South Campus in Ontario and check out our competitive prices, or visit our website at cagles.com.
The Wright Printing Company to help your business get results is right here in Rancho Cucamonga. Look no further than the Kindred Corporation. The Kindred Corporation is a full-service printing and promotions company celebrating more than 40 years right here in our community. Creative design, high-quality proofing, state-of-the-art printing, including all forms of finishing and mailing, the Kindred Corporation can handle all of your printing needs. Visit their website at kindredcorp.com for a better look. The Kindred Corporation, proud printing partner of the Quakes.
Lisa Donato is the leading force behind the Lisa Donato Group. As an established real estate agent in the Inland Empire and surrounding cities of Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Upland, Eastville, and Ontario for over 10 years, the go-to team in real estate, the Lisa Donato Group has commitment and dedication for upholding their clients' best interests and creating win-win situations. Take a peek at some of the real estate they're selling by visiting lisadonatogroup.com. The Lisa Donato Group, serving you with any and all of your real estate needs.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes go scoreless in their half of the sixth. Rancho leads it 10-6 as we go to the last of the sixth inning. Jared Alvarez-Lopez to lead things off for the Lake Elsinore Storm. He will be followed by Charlie Aquino and Max Ferguson. Yamil Castillo coming home with the pitch. It's fouled off back here to the screen, and it's 1-1. Ten runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Quakes. 6 runs, 3 hits, 4 errors for the Storm. It's insane as badly as Lake Elsinore has played that they're still in this game. But it all boils down literally to just one thing. The Quakes not being able to command the strike zone. Not throwing strikes was quite debilitating as the Storm scored 5 times on 2 hits in the fourth inning. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him. Alvarez Lopez tagged out by Yainer Fernandez. One away. For Yamil Castillo, it's his third strikeout in relief. One gone to open the sixth. Charlie Aquino will be the hitter. On the way, grounded routinely out to short. DeJesus steps into a throw. Did he get him? Yeah, wow, Aquino can fly. That was pretty impressive. Young man runs hard. He can fly down the line. I'm impressed. That was a ground ball that was not wasted at short by DeJesus. It's not as if he was being lazy. He was very fundamentally sound. Didn't necessarily hurry the throw, but he certainly didn't take his time either. And if the umpire would have called Aquino safe, I don't know that I would have had a complete meltdown about it. That was a close play at first base. I actually was waiting for him to call him safe, but I think that it was so routine, I think the umpire may have called him out just because that's what was supposed to happen. But man, that guy can fly. 6-3, and there are two away. Max Ferguson, the hitter. Pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side. Castillo going to have to get over there and cover the bag. He will do so. Take a nice little flip from Julio Carrion and Yamil Castillo. You are like the medicine in the night cabinet when I've got a cough. Thank you for making all of this go away. Six up and six down. We go to the seventh. I didn't know if we would get there. 10-6 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
Drinking and driving, what's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had to drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
Ah, I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night at Lone Mart Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey, Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Mart Field?
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kegel's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes in front 10-6. On to the seventh inning we go for Rancho Cucamonga. Here in inning number seven, it will be the top of the order as it's Yainer Fernandez, Alex DeJesus, and Diego Cartaya. The 1-0 on the way to Yainer is inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Fernandez has not been retired today. 2-for-2 with a pair of walks. Pitch on the way is lifted high in the air. This will finally do him in. The center fielder calling for it, making the catch is Justin Farmer, and there's one away. Yainer has to go back to the dugout for the first time today. Fernandez on four times to start his day, had scored three times. One out. Alex DeJesus will be the hitter. Alex having a day at the plate. Single, homer, bases loaded walk, three RBIs. That's a day's work. Officially, he's 2-for-3. The pitch, swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Still out there for the Lake Elsinore Storm, Alex Juan Vega. Pitch on the way. This is inside, 1-1. With one out, the 1-1 offering on the way. This is outside. 2-1 on DeJesus. 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Quakes. 6 runs, 3 hits, 4 errors for the Storm. The 10 runs posted here by the Rancho offense. Biggest output of this particular series. Season high, not quite. That was a week ago yesterday at home in a 21-5 win over the Visalia Rawhide. But it had a very similar feel. Here's a fly ball into right field, fairly deep. It'll take Jones back a few steps, but a couple steps shy of the right field warning track. He'll make the catch. Two up and two down. Here's Diego Cartaya.
Number 17, Diego Cartaya.
RBI double, a couple of walks. He did pop up with the bases loaded in foul territory in his last at-bat. Pitch on the way is a called strike, 0-1. It was this guy who got him, too. So Cartaya facing Vega for the second time. Here's a ground ball hit to short. Long throw coming from Ferguson is on point in time. And the Quakes, for the first time since the second inning, go 1-2-3 as we're picking up the pace now. Bottom half of inning number 7 coming up. Seventh inning stretch time for the fans here at the Diamond. The Quakes with a 10-6 lead on the Quakes Radio Network.
Care for Women's Medical Group is your community leader in obstetrics and gynecology. We represent one of the premier medical practices in the Inland Empire dedicated to women's health, offering bioidentical hormones, robotic surgery, and complete obstetrical services. Experience the warm and caring environment you deserve. 3 locations for your convenience. Visit our website at cfwmg.com to learn more about our locations in the Inland Empire, Chino Hills, and Eastville. Care for Women's Medical Group, your choice for OBGYN care in the Inland Empire.
Ontario International Airport wants to know, where are you off to next? Maybe you're off to a long overdue family reunion, or maybe you're off to an away game to watch a former Quake help the Dodgers get a win on the road. Wherever you're off to, choosing Ontario International means you're on to a better way to get there. Ontario International combines nonstops to destinations throughout the U.S. and beyond, with the easiest airport experience around, so you can get on to what matters most. Learn more at flyonto.com/Ontario.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. Can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your 3-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Bottom of 7, Yamil Castillo, the remedy that we have really been looking for. He's gone 6 up and 6 down. Thank you. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 here in inning number 7. Lucas Dunn, Cole Cummings, and Marcos Castañon, his replacement, Carlos Luis, for his first at-bat. Pitch on the way is a strike. 2-1 on Lucas Dunn. Castillo goes from the stretch, number 18 on the back of his blue jersey, home with the 2-1 pitch. It's grounded fair down the third baseline and into the corner. Damon Keith to dig it out. He will fire towards second base, but not before Lucas Dunn lands with a leadoff double. First Storm base runner since Cole Cummings walked back in the 4th inning. Here is the aforementioned Cole Cummings. So the first base runner that Yamil Castillo allows. Castillo trying to protect the 10-6 lead. Has thrown 23 pitches in 2-plus innings. Here's a pop-up. Shallow left field. Is anybody going to get there? It's going to fall for a base hit. And now Damon Keith with a throw into third, and they're going to get him. Oh, my gosh. Keith let off the gas, I guess, thinking that Alex DeJesus was going to make the catch. And right as Keith took his foot off the gas, DeJesus then took his foot off the gas, thinking, there's no way I'm going to get there, guy. And Keith was like, oh, man. But then the base runner, Lucas Dunn, for whatever reason, decided to try to advance after really just holding close to the bag at second and was out by 5 feet as Keith had a great throw. There's a ball to the dirt and all the way to the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch on Yamil Castillo. So Cole Cummings will get credit for a base hit because that's not a force out. Just because they record an out doesn't mean it's a fielder's choice per se. That is a base hit for Cole Cummings. Fifth of the game for the Lake Elsinore Storm. And Luke Lucas Dunn is out as it goes 7-5 at third base. Carlos Luis at the plate. Pitch on the way. Busted bat and a ground ball up the middle taken by the backhand of Kenneth Betancourt. Throws in the dirt and it's dug out by Carrion. Tremendous, tremendous play by Carrion. There's a lot going on this play. The bat absolutely shattered. There were multiple pieces flying at Castillo, who not only needed to get out of the way of the bat, but he needed to get out of the way of the ball. It was a ground ball up the middle. Betancourt got there with the backhand, knocking it down cleanly, but he fired to first base. And Carrion was forced to make a sweet dig. Really nice play. On the play, down to third, goes Cummings. So Luis is out, 4-3 for out number two, Justin Farmer, the hitter. First pitch misses, 1-0. The 1-0 offering, ground ball routinely chopped out to Alex De Jesus. He'll in a couple of steps, tap the glove across the diamond, Yamil Castillo. Love you, man. A third consecutive zero, and he does it efficiently. He literally is going to throw 27 pitches in three scoreless innings. On to the eighth. Rancho trying to put this one to bed finally. Still six outs to go. 10-6 Quakes on the Quakes Radio Network.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit allstarkia.net for more info.
What makes beer taste good? The simple answer is the ingredients. And Budweiser is the king of sourcing the finest.
Brewed with the best barley malt, a blend of premium hop varieties, fresh rice and filtered water, resulting in a medium-bodied, flavorful, refreshing American-style lager. Grab a Bud at your nearest store or through your favorite delivery app.
And experience the iconic taste of Budweiser.
Welcome to Endless Kitchen and Bath, your interior renovation reimagined, offering you the look you love that's tailored to your taste and lifestyle. With an endless variety of cabinetry, quartz and stone, luxury vinyl plank flooring, engineered and hardwood flooring, as well as a luxurious collection of kitchen, bath, and shower fixtures, our exceptional consultants will help translate your ideas into a cohesive look that reflects your style. Go to endlesskitchenandbath.com or visit our 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lomart Field on Jack Benny Drive.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
We go to the eighth inning of play. It is a 10-6 contest as the Quakes have the lead. Leading it off for Rancho Cucamonga is Damon Keith. He'll be followed by Junior Garcia and then Jake Vogel. A lovely couple just got engaged here during the in-between inning promotion here in the seventh inning. And immediately after committing to each other for the rest of their respective lives, this guy's got a lollipop in one hand and a beer in the other. And his girl is showing whoever she's sitting next to her left, her brand new engagement ring. And this guy's like, this is a slow game. A lot of walks in this game. People are different. 3-1 on the way to Damon Keith. Swing and a foul ball into the glove of the catcher, Alvarez Lopez. It's a full count of 3-2. So nonchalant. You want to get married? Okay. 3-2 to Keith. Swing and a miss. down to the dugout. Damon will go. Third strikeout today for Keith as he's 1-for-4. A couple of RBIs, however, to hopefully take the edge off and the sting off of that three strikeout day. One gone in the eighth. Junior Garcia, the hitter. He's been on board a couple of different times, a couple of different ways. Infield hit, error, walk. Also fly to right with the bases loaded to wrap up the fifth inning. A called strike, and it's 0-2. Next offering, swing and a miss. Junior down on strikes very quickly. There are two away. New arm into the game for the Lake Elsinore Storm is Matt Sparling, left-hander, number 26 on the Storm roster. He becomes the fourth pitcher used by the Storm. Sparling now to face Jake Vogel, who's 0-for-4 with a pair of punch-outs today. Final line on Lake Elsinore left-hander Alex Juan Vega. Vega, 2 2/3 innings, gave up one walk and hit a batter, but no runs and no hits. So he did a fair job. Pitch on the way, a line drive and a base hit into left field for Jake Vogel. So the first knock of the day for Jake. That'll hopefully get him trending in the right direction after another tough day offensively. 1-for-5 will raise that average up a few points. So Vogel on at first base. Maybe we'll see him put into motion, but then again with a left-hander on the hill that can keep good track, maybe not. Pitch on the way to Luis Diaz. This is outside. It's 1-0. Diaz hitless today, but I still contend that he's had a good day as opposed to the other kind. The 1-0 misses high and outside. It is 2-0. The 2-0 offering on the way. Grounded towards a hole on the left side. That is through past the diving Carlos Luis. So Luis Diaz finally on the board with a base knock. A couple of struggling cats here. Vogel and Diaz, consecutive hits here in the eighth inning. And with two outs, Julio Carrion will be the hitter. Carrion doubled and scored back in the fourth. Reached in the sixth. Carrion ready to hit here with two on board. 10-6 Rancho, looking for perhaps a little insurance. Pitch on the way to Carrion. His ball low in the zone, 1-0. Season-long numbers on Sparling, 2-1 with a 7.88 ERA. This is the second time we've seen him this week. The 1-0 offering to Carrion. Outside, throw down to first base, trying to backpick Luis Diaz, who dances back in there safely. 2-0. Sparling, over his six relief appearances, has covered eight innings. 9 runs on 10 hits with 7 strikeouts and 6 walks. The league batting .303 against him. The 2-0 on the way. Carrion swings and misses on a 57-footer that was in the dirt. Badly fooled. 2-1. One offering on the way, breaking ball outside corner for a called strike. It's 2-2. The ball that Carrion hit in the sixth inning when he reached safely went under the glove of Max Ferguson at short. I described it as being a very half-hearted effort. I would think if they've got a shot to review that play on replay, they would push for that to be ruled a hit rather than an error on the shortstop, Ferguson. Lack of effort does not constitute error. Bad play constitutes error. Pitch on the way, fouled at the plate. Runners on the move on 3-2 with two away, so they will continue to get a head start. Like, Ferguson just kind of sat there flat-footed and decided he was going to backhand it instead of shuffle his feet, but he literally just reached across. I don't know if he thought he was expecting a hop or something, but his glove never even made it all the way to the ground. Definitely not on the highlight reel for him on his way through the San Diego Padres system. 3-2 with the runners going. Way outside, nearly to the backstop, as Alvarez Lopez makes a very nice backhanded dig on that one. So with two outs and the bases empty, suddenly things look a little sketchy for Sparling. Single, single, walk. And now here's Kenneth Betancourt, who swung the bat well today. Betancourt with a two-run single in the fourth, a double and a run scored in the fifth, 2-for-4. Sparling from the stretch. Pitch on the way to Betancourt. Breaking ball inside, 1-0. Quakes would take a walk here for an insurance run. They lead it by four. They could double that if Betancourt could poke one over that 35-foot-high fence in right field. That'd be something. The 1-0 on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nobody knows the strike zone. 2-0. Pitching has been rough here today. Really rough. 2-0 on the way to Betancourt. Nearly to the backstop. 3-0. And as much as I want to see strikes thrown, I'll take another ball right here. I know what you're saying. Oh, Mike, don't be a hypocrite. What do you mean? Well, it'd be ball four. See, it force in a run. So it's just, you know, one more ball. I mean, we've seen 1,000 of them today. What's one more going to do? There's a strike down the middle, 3-1. Betancourt with two RBIs in the fourth inning now gives him 10. Good hitter's pitch coming with two outs. The 3-1 on the way, outside ball four. Well, there you go. Hypocrite or not, I got my wish, and a run is in the score. 11-6 as some of the boo birds come out here in Elsinore, but they're probably booing the umpire as if he had something to do with that. He didn't. Not even close. Vogel scores, so that two-out single by Jake proves to be very helpful as it gets a rally started. And now here's Yainer Fernandez. He gets the hit with the bases loaded. Yainer was retired for the first time today in his last at bat. Takes a breaking ball outside. Shocker, 1-0. I bet you, and this isn't a stat that anybody's going to keep, and no, there's no chance I'm going to go back and look it up. Pitch on the way. This is down and away again, and it's 2-0. I bet you collectively between the Quakes and their oppositions that we have seen more bases-loaded walks and bases-loaded hit batters in the first 27 games of the regular season here than we did all of last year. There's a ground ball routinely chopped to short. Max Ferguson gets the glove down this time around. Underhanded flip from Ferguson to Aquino as they do get the oncoming Betancourt, and the side is retired. So Fernandez grounds into a 6-4 fielder's choice, and the Quakes leave them loaded yet again. But they do push across a run to make this a 5-run game. Yamil Castillo will be out after 3 scoreless innings. What a phenomenal job he did for the Quakes. Now we'll tell you who's coming on when we return. Bottom of the eighth, 11-6 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only two-thirds of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials? And that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
OmniTrans is your number one ride to the next Quakes game and everywhere you need to go in the local region. For only $6, you can buy a day pass that will get you to the game. OmniTrans is the best choice. It's affordable and easy. So skip the traffic, forget about parking, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the game, too. Visit OmniTrans.org today to plan your trip. Go Quakes!
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Yamil Castillo is out of the ball game, and I just cannot even begin to tell you what a great job he did today when the Quakes needed some kind of Band-Aid. He was right there with the remedy. No walks. Two hits over three scoreless innings. And more than just that, the Storm went 1-2-3 in the fifth after sending 11 guys to the plate in the fourth, and then they went 1-2-3 in the sixth. They got a couple of odd scratch hits in the seventh inning. But, of course, with that one particular runner, Lucas Dunn, trying to advance from second to third, it was a really foolish play and a foolish situation. Castillo was just fantastic. Pitch on the way, the 2-1 on the way to Albert Fabian. He swung on and missed. And it's 2-2. Fabian, Jones, and Alvarez Lopez, the 6-7 and 8 hitters against Ben Harris. The 2-2 offering on the way. A fastball on the outside part of the plate for strike three called. And there's one away. Fabian down looking. Pierce Jones will be the hitter. Ben Harris into the game for Rancho Cucamonga, as the left-hander enters in what is a non-save situation. If you come on and it's more than a three-run advantage, he's got to come in the seventh rather than the eighth. Pierce Jones swings and misses, and it's 0-1. So in a non-save situation, hopefully that will alleviate any pressure for Ben Harris. He misses high, 1-1. Harris, 6'1", 195-pound southpaw out of Alpharetta, Georgia. Out of UGA, Georgia Bulldog. Pitch fouled at the plate. 1-2. The former Georgia Bulldog on the season. A record of 1-0 and a 6.75 ERA. This is his ninth appearance, all in relief. He does have two saves to his credit. This will not be a third. There's a ground ball. Taking it short, DeJesus short-hopped Carrion as he can't dig it out of the dirt correctly. And Alex will get dinged with an error. Looked as if Carrion could have and arguably should have made that pick. But the ball popped in and out of his glove, and by the time he swiped at it again, the runner had already gone by. As Pierce Jones hustles past the first base bag. And it's an E6 throwing error. That is the first Rancho Cucamonga mishap here tonight. They had two of them yesterday. Early in the series, it was ugly. They won the first two games of the series and had way too many errors. They had two last night. They did not have any errors in that 4-0 unbelievable pitched game on Friday in which they allowed just one hit. Pitch on the way to Jared Alvarez. Lopez is inside, and it's 2-1. Ben Harris from the stretch. There goes the runner. That's interesting. Throw down to second base, and they're going to call him safe. Betancourt not happy about it. Why are you running down five? Like, that was a 50-50 call right there. We saw Albert Fabian running to third in the fourth inning, and I questioned that. I'm really questioning this decision. That seems like a really terrible idea. But, of course, he's safe, so wear it. 2-2 on the way. Inside, it misses. Full count of 3-2. Just no reason to run right there. I thought he was out. Betancourt thought he was out. He may have been out. Pitch on the way. Strike three called. On the inside part of the plate, and Alvarez Lopez now going to argue as he shakes his head and kicks the dirt from his cleats. Two away. Ben Harris with his second strikeout in relief. Stolen base for Pierce Jones is his eighth. Here's right-handed hitting Charlie Aquino. Pitch on the way. Here's a strike, 0-1. Pitch on the way. Misses. It's 1-1. Next offering, fouled back here to the screen. Ball and two strikes. Charlie Aquino, who can fly down the line. We learned that not so long ago as he made a close play at first base. Here's a fly ball popped into right center field. Vogel and Garcia converge. Oh, my gosh, fellas. It'll fall in between them. Garcia is a terribly inexperienced right fielder, and Vogel let himself get bit right there. Jake's got to take that over. There's some sun going on, but Jake just sat there and watched as Garcia fought with the sunshine, and Jake let him have it. And Garcia, very inexperienced in right field. That's not his ball. Jake's your quarterback out there. You got to make that catch. It'll fall for a double as Charlie Aquino will get credit for two bases and an RBI. And it's 11-7. No scenario where that ball shouldn't get caught. Vogel's got his hands on both knees, looking straight down at the ground. He knows he's got to take charge of that. Vogel had a longer way to go, and I get that. But he's your center fielder. He's the guy that's got to make that catch. Garcia is only out there because the Quakes don't have enough healthy outfielders. Garcia kind of tippy-toed around there. I don't know if he truly lost it in the sun or if that was just an excuse that I'm using. But that ball was got to be caught. Runner on the move. No throw down. Pitch missed high to Ferguson, and it's 1-1. I don't know if they'll call that a stolen base or defensive indifference. I would most likely think that is defensive indifference. 1-1 on the way. Harris's pitch called strike. It's 1-2. The good news for Ben Harris is that run is unearned due to the DeJesus error. 11-7 is our score. The 1-2 on the way to Max Ferguson. Hit foul, out of play, behind home plate. Off of the big blue roof here that covers the press box and the suites. 1-2. Ben Harris back to work. He's got himself a new pearl. Pitch on the way in the dirt. Yainer knocks it down. 2-2. Madison Jeffrey starting to loosen up now in the right field pin. 2-2 offering on the way. Ferguson takes high. Full count of 3-2. Bad one here is going to bring up Lucas Dunn, and it will bring the tying run to the on-deck circle. Ferguson has already walked three times today. Make it four, as that's the inside nearly hit him. Unbelievable. So Harris to face Lucas Dunn. Four-run game. Tying run in the on-deck circle. This is no joke. Quakes have had this one in the proverbial bag on multiple occasions. But you got to get 27 outs. You got to catch the ball. You got to throw the ball. Pitch on the way to Dunn. Misses high. 1-0. Runner goes. Yainer snaps, but no throw. That will be a stolen base, whereas I argued before that it's probably defensive indifference on the Charlie Aquino play. Max Ferguson will get credit for a stolen base. That is his third of the day and league-leading 26th. 1-1 on Lucas Dunn. Pitch from Harris coming home. Strike on the outside edge. 1-2. Just a simple little flare here all of a sudden changes the entire complexion of what could be an otherwise easy ninth inning. A little flare to the outfield, and it's going to be a two-run game. And then anything can happen. The 1-2 on the way, fouled back here to the screen. Still a ball and two strikes. Ben Harris from the belt. Left-handers 1-2 coming home, breaking ball high. 2-2, Madison Jeffrey continues to loosen. Will they have to call his number here in the eighth inning, or will he start the ninth? 2-2 on the way. Dunn looks at strike three. Call just could not pull the trigger. I don't know what he was looking for. I guess a curveball. Ben Harris paints the inside corner of the fastball there. 11-7 Rancho at the end of eight on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you visit us here at All Care Dental Office in Rancho Cucamonga, you can always be sure to get top-notch, personalized service you are certain to enjoy. From start to finish, we take exceptional pride in taking care of each person's oral health needs. With the latest techniques combined with the use of cutting-edge technology, our entire staff delivers outstanding results our patients love. So if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Fontana, Ontario, or the surrounding areas, call us today at 909-466-7966 or visit our website at allcaredentaloffice.com.
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes for more than 25 years. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online at bestwestern.com/heritage-inn, Rancho Cucamonga.
Tired of computer problems in your business? Millennium Systems is proud to partner with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For over two decades, Millennium Systems has offered affordable and certified network configuration and support to businesses in Southern California. Call Millennium Systems at 909-931-3171. That's 909-931-3171 for a free evaluation or visit our website at mil-sys.com. We'll help keep your business running smoothly so that your data, your network, and your way of business is never threatened.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
On to the ninth inning, 11-7 Rancho. Trying to put the finishing touches on this one. Lucas Dunn strikes out with two men in scoring position as Ben Harris hopefully just put a real stop to the last true Lake Elsinore rally here tonight, and they'll go down quietly in the ninth inning. Fans here at the Diamond hope otherwise. Alex DeJesus to lead things off. A homer, a single, a bases loaded walk. DeJesus is two for four tonight, I beg your pardon. Pitch on the way. Evens the count at 1-1. DeJesus, Cartaya, and Keith. Quakes sent 7 men to the plate in the eighth inning. Got a run to make it 11-6. There's a fly ball into right field. Tracking it is Jones. He'll make the catch, and there's one away. Diego Cartaya will be the hitter.
Number 17, Diego
Cartaya. Cartaya, pair of walks and an RBI double. 2 runs scored today. He is officially 1-for-3. Pitch on the way is down low. And it's 1-0. Quakes with 11 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. And for Lake Elsinore, 7 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors. This has not been a pretty one. I'm glad the folks at Lone Mart Field didn't pay their hard-earned dollars to see this one today. This has been a little rough on the eyes. But ultimately, any Quakes win is still a good Quakes win. We're not there yet, but we got 3 outs to go. 1-2 as Cartaya swings and misses. There have been some highlights. Certainly there have been some highlights. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. And Diego down on strikes for the first time today. 2 down. Damon Keith, who has gone down 3 times today, will be the hitter. In the bottom half of the ninth inning for the Storm, it'll be 3, 4, and 5. Cole Cummings, Carlos Luis, and Justin Farmer, with Albert Fabian currently representing the tying run. That is, unless the Quakes can put something together in the form of a 2-out rally. Madison Jeffrey continues to loosen up down the right field pen. Looks like the ninth inning will be his. Unless they're going to start Harris and keep Jeffrey warm, just as a precautionary measure. Pitch to Keith, misses outside, 2-0. Next offering on the way to Damon, a soft line drive, hit right to Fabian at first base, and that will retire the side. So the Quakes fail to put anybody on base as they look for insurance. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rancho 3 outs away from winning this series and taking 4 of 6. Quakes 11, Storm 7, bottom 9 coming up on the Quakes Radio Network.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
Coming up on Friday, May 27th, your Quakes are home to take on the Visalia Rawhide, and it is May Day as the first 1,500 fans through the gates will take home a bobblehead of 2017 Quakes pitcher Dustin May. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your 3-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
California. 11-7 is our score. Quakes in front. 4-run advantage. Madison Jeffrey takes over. The pitching change brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. Madison Jeffrey, 2-0. No ERA. 1 unearned run surrendered by Jeffrey thus far. No hits in 4 1/3 innings. 9 strikeouts, 3 walks. California League has not yet collected a base hit against Madison Jeffrey. Ben Harris, final line, 1 inning, gives up 1 unearned run on 1 hit with 1 walk. And three strikeouts. Pitch to Cole Cummings misses, and it's 1-0. Jeffrey is the sixth pitcher today used by Rancho Cucamonga. The pitch in there for a called strike. And the count evens up at 1-1. It's Cole Cummings, Carlos Luis, and Justin Farmer. 3-4-5 as the Quakes three outs away from winning 4-6 in Elsinore. The 1-1 offering on the way. Lifted foul. Left side out of play. 1-2. Jeffrey out of West Virginia. The 1-2 on the way. Fastball inside as he nearly clipped Cole Cummings there. Two balls and two strikes. The former Mountaineer out of Huntington, West Virginia. 15th round selection by the Dodgers. Out of the University of West Virginia back in 21. 6 foot, 190, wearing 15 on the back of his blue jersey. Home now with the 2-2. Breaking ball, got him swinging. One big out. Hopefully this ninth inning will be a snooze fest. Nighty night, friends. Carlos Luis, the hitter. Not sure why Castagnon got lifted. Carlos Luis in his only at-bat tonight. Grounded to Betancourt, 0-1. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball just outside. Didn't miss by much. 1-0. The 1-0 offering coming. A swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Jeffrey kicks the 1-1. Misses a little low and inside. 2-1. Luis to be followed by Justin Farmer. Behind him, Albert Fabian. Tying run behind him is Pierce Jones. 11-7 Rancho. The 2-1 on the way to Luis. Way inside, nearly hit him. Jeffrey walks around the mound without the baseball. A big exhale. You can tell he's frustrated with the location of that pitch. Snaps at the return throw a bit. Here we go. He's got his sign from the belt. Right-handers 3-1 on the way. Bouncing ball back to Jeffrey. He's got it. Showing some glove skills. Underhanded toss to Carrion. There are two away. Carlos Luis. A bit of a hot two-hopper back to the mound. Madison Jeffrey makes quick work of it. Two up and two down here in the ninth inning. And here is Justin Farmer as he's all that stands in the way. I suppose it would be fitting if the ending of this game was as anticlimactic as it smells like it could be right now. After all the drama earlier, then Madison Jeffrey just, you know, retires to side 1-2-3, whatever. Moving on. Misses outside to Farmer with his first pitch. It's 1-0. Farmer is 1-for-4 here tonight. There's a line drive into center field, plugged up by Betancourt. Long throw coming to first base. Got him. Big time play by Kenneth Betancourt. Up the middle into shallow center field. Did a Derek Jeter spin and fire to first base on one hop as Carrion digs it out. That's your ball game. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. Madison Jeffrey needing a little help up the middle. But it's a 1-2-3 inning. And the Quakes win 4-6 here in Lake Elsinore. And they are back into a first place tie with the Storm. Rancho wins 4-6 at the Diamond. 11-7 your final. Chicken dinner coming up. Post-game show next on the Quakes Radio Network. The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya. A fly ball to left center field. This is the ultimate Saturday night finish. Grand slam walk-off Diego Cartaya. Welcome to Southern California, big fella. 3-2 inland. The 0-1 to DeLuca. There she goes. That's the second walk-off this week, over the trees and gone. Johnny DeLuca, come on home.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Quakes postgame show. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kegel's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Core, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. The Quakes postgame show is up next here on the Quakes Radio Network. You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with six locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and two in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE.
The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya, a fly ball to left center field. This is the ultimate Saturday night finish. Grand slam walk-off Diego Cartaya. Welcome to Southern California, big fella. 3-2 Inland. The 0-1 to DeLuca. There she goes. That's the second walk-off this week. Over the trees and gone. Johnny DeLuca, come on home!
Train leading on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Welcome back. It's time now for the Quakes postgame show featuring a recap of tonight's game, the All-Star Kia All-Star of the game, a look around the baseball scoreboard, and a preview of the upcoming pitching matchup. Once again, here's Mike Linscog.
Four out of six in the win column for your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as they polish off the Lake Elsinore Storm for the fourth time over the course of this six-game stretch, winning the Sunday finale to get four of six in the series with an 11-7 victory. It's winner, winner, chicken dinner here in Lake Elsinore on Mother's Day Sunday. We bid you good evening one more time. Mike Linscog welcoming you back inside the Diamond Pete Lair Field here in Lake Elsinore, California. You're listening live on the radio home network of your Quakes, the iHeartRadio Network, the TuneIn Radio Network. You can also find us on the Minor League Baseball First Pitch app and, of course, through our website at rcquakes.com. Hope you and Mom enjoyed Mother's Day here at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. The Quakes in the win column, 11-7 over the Storm. 11 runs, 12 hits, and one error for Rancho. For the Storm, 7 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors. The win, official scorer's discretion, he discretched it right. Yamil Castillo, 2 hits over 3 scoreless innings. He was nearly perfect here today, and boy, was he a shot in the arm when we absolutely had to have it. Strikes out 3 over 3 scoreless. Castillo the win. He goes to 2-0. Tagged with the loss is Storm starter Jesus Gonzalez. Easily his worst appearance of the season. 6 runs, 5 earned on 8 hits over just 3 1/3. He walked 2, struck out 2. He has dealt the defeat as he falls to 0-1. I don't know how we did this thing in less than 3 hours, but we did. Certainly, Yamil Castillo, he threw like 27 pitches over 3 scoreless innings. It was pretty incredible how he took care of business. He got us to 2 hours and 51 minutes here in what was headed for a 4-hour game, to say the least. 1,317 on hand here on Mother's Day Sunday. The Quakes win 4 of 6 in the series, and with the victory here today, they are now 17-10. The Storm with the same record at 17-10. Both teams tied atop the South Division standings. When we come back, we'll have a look at the scoring recap, a look around the baseball scoreboard, set up Tuesday's pitching matchup, and, of course, select the All-Star Kia, All-Star of the game. That's ahead as we continue the postgame show next on the Quakes Radio Network.
When did beer get so complicated?
Budweiser is brewed to be crisp and flavorful with a refreshing finish, something we've been doing for more than 140 years.
Nothing complicated about that.
There's only one Bud, and this one's for you. So grab a pack of Golden Suds at your nearest store or visit us.budweiser.com/delivery to get Buds delivered to your doorstep.
The Quakes Teen Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
The Quakes over the Lake Elsinore Storm tonight, a final score of 11-7. Mike Linscott welcoming you back inside the diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. Coming up tomorrow, we've got an off day, as a much-needed off day for the fellas down on the field after a hard-earned series victory. Quakes will take a day off tomorrow, and then on Tuesday morning, they will fire up a six-game series. Game one of it will start at 11 a.m. against the Stockton Ports, as the Quakes and the Stockton Ports, Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. It's Education Day. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com. Well, an 11-7 final here today. The Quakes built a huge lead and looked like they were going to cruise to an easy victory. Obviously, a lot happened on the way to today's victory. In the first inning, they get a pair of runs. Damon Keith knocks in Yainer Fernandez with an RBI double, and then Junior Garcia follows with an RBI infield base hit, scoring Diego Cartaya. 2-0 Rancho at the end of an inning. Lake Elsinore got a run back in the bottom half of the first inning without the aid of a hit. Max Ferguson walks, steals second, steals third, scores two batters later on a sacrifice fly by Cole Cummings. That made it 2-1. Rancho would go on to score the game's next seven runs to take a commanding 8-1 lead. Two in the third, RBI double by Diego Cartaya, and then Junior Garcia reaches on an error as that scored Diego and made it 4-1. Rancho put four on the board in inning number four. Two RBI single by Kenneth Betancourt would make it 6-1, and that would finally chase Jesus Gonzalez. Two batters later, after a walk to Yainer Fernandez, Alex DeJesus crushed one out of here to left field against Keegan Collette. That made it an 8-1 game, and the Quakes looked like they had this thing wrapped up and put away. However, all kinds of walks. Ben Kasparius leaves after the third inning. Benoni Robles comes in and struggled. Could not get out of the fourth inning as he goes just two-thirds of an inning. The Storm score five times on just two hits in the fourth inning. Lots of walks, couple of hit batters. It was a real mess, as that made it an 8-6 game at the end of four. Rancho got two back in the very next half inning. Another bizarre frame, an error, a walk, and a hit batter lead to two runs. Another ugly inning of play here between these two clubs, as that would make it a 10-6 contest. Rancho made it 11-6 in the eighth inning as Kenneth Betancourt walked with the bases loaded, forcing home Jake Vogel with two outs to make it 11-6. Lake Elsinore got a run back in the bottom half of the eighth inning as Pierce Jones reached on an error and scored on a Charlie Aquino ball that got lost in a miscommunication between Vogel and Garcia. Credited with a double, Aquino's first and his second RBI of the day. That made it 11-7. But the tying run was stranded in the on-deck circle as the Quakes survived the eighth inning behind Ben Harris. And in the ninth, Madison Jeffrey, a 1-2-3 inning, thanks to a little help from Kenneth Betancourt up the middle, who made a really nice defensive play to record out number 27. Quakes win this one 11-7. 11 runs, 12 hits, one error for Rancho. 7 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for Lake Elsinore. The win goes to Yamil Castillo. He's 2-0. The loss, Jesus Gonzalez. He's 0-1. Game time today, 2 hours 51 minutes in front of 1,317 here at the Diamond in Elsinore. With the victory, Rancho Cucamonga 17-10. They tie Lake Elsinore with the same identical record at the top of the South Division standings. When we come back, All-Star Kia All-Star of the Game. Check out the baseball scoreboard, and we'll preview Tuesday's pitching matchup. That's next on the Quakes Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The 2022 season is underway, and we're thrilled to welcome you back as Lone Mart Field is back to 100% capacity with no restrictions. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan. All MVPs get a free Diego Cartaya bobblehead as part of the perks. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2022. And go Quakes!
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes in the Lake Elsinore Storm finished this six-game series. Rancho has now won a series against each one of their division opponents. They took 4 out of 6 over Inland Empire at Lone Mart Field. They took 5 out of 6 over Visalia. And now they take 4 out of 6 on the road in Lake Elsinore. That is a huge plus to start divisional play here in 2022. Our all-star Kia all-star player of the game. This is a no-brainer for me. Yamil Castillo and his 3 scoreless innings of baseball when we absolutely had to positively have it. Yamil Castillo delivered 3 innings to get the win to go to 2-0. He is tonight's All-Star Kia All-Star of the game. Visit All-Star Kia in San Bernardino to take a test drive or a virtual test drive, perhaps, on their website, allstarkia.net, home of the triple play guarantee. Well, the Quakes win this one 11-7 and obviously move back into a first-place tie with the Lake Elsinore Storm. Checking the rest of the action, starting in the South Division, the Inland Empire 66ers looking for 5 of 6 over Visalia, but it didn't happen. The Rawhide dropped the 66ers 5-2 to win their second straight in that series. Inland still wins the series 4-2, but they fall to 13-14. And continue to trail the Quakes now by 4 games in the standings in the South Division. Games up north, Fresno defeats Modesto by a final score of 3-2, and San Jose takes 4 of 6 from Stockton thanks to a 7-3 victory over the Stockton Ports. The Los Angeles Dodgers continue to win. Didn't necessarily look great early, trailing 1-0 going into the fourth, but 2 runs in the fourth, 2 runs in the fifth, and they win it going away with a run in the seventh, 2 more in the ninth. Walker Buehler gave up that first inning run and settled in 7 innings of 1 run, 4-hit baseball. He would strike out 4. The Dodgers defeat the Chicago Cubs 7-1. They sweep that 3-game series at Wrigley Field, and the Dodgers are now 19-7 at the top of the NL West. And oh yeah, it feels so nice. The San Francisco Giants defeat the St. Louis Cardinals today by a final score of 4-3. Arizona over Colorado by a final score of 4-0. And San Diego defeating Miami earlier today, a final of 3-2. Coming up on Tuesday morning at 11 a.m., Maddox Bruns will get the early game draw. No record, 5.79 ERAs. Pitched very well this year, but his game a couple of nights ago against the Lake Elsinore Storm, he got knocked around a little bit, hence that higher ERA than what we've seen it. No record, 5.79 ERA, makes his 6th appearance of the year. He'll be opposed by Yihason Sanchez of the Stockton Ports. Game time, 11 a.m. We'll be on the air with the pregame report at 10:45 right here on the Quakes Radio Network. Tickets are available for the 11 a.m. Education Day coming up on Tuesday. Tickets available, rcquakes.com. Rancho in the win column. They take 4 of 6 from the Lake Elsinore Storm thanks to an 11-7 victory here today at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. For all of us with the Quakes, happy Mother's Day once again, everybody. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday evening. I'm Mike Linscog. Throw to the plate. Out.
3-2 coming home to Yainer. Fly ball into right center field. Hello, repeat. Yainer Fernandez with his second walk-off hit on the homestand. The Quakes with 2 in the 9th win this one 7-6.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Rancho Cucamonga Quakes Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We hope to see you very soon at Lone Mart Field, and go Quakes!